who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail. Do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. A ship has arrived in Cyprus carrying 1,000 Americans evacuated from Lebanon. Reporter Amy Gutman is there.
The Orient Queen has just pulled up and just docked here in Larnaca, you know, dropping more anchors and tying ropes around the port. Lots of people are starting to come out on deck now. I'm guessing a lot of people have fallen asleep. It's over a nine-hour journey. That's when it's taken. A very tiring journey. Over 1,000 people on this boat. The boat is massive.
More evacuations are planned over the coming days by sea and by air. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv is in Tel Aviv with the latest on the Israeli military going after a top Hezbollah leader. Dan, what do we know at this point?
It's unusual for the Israeli military to provide so many details about a mission whose results aren't known, but for some reason, an officer here is confirming that waves of Israeli warplanes have dropped 23 tons of explosives on a bunker in southern Beirut, where leaders of Hezbollah are believed to be hiding, reportedly about 100 feet underground. The Israelis say the number one leader of that Shiite Muslim group, Sheikh Nasrallah, may be in the bunker. They describe him as a local version of Osama bin Laden. Cammie?
The debate in the House continues over expanding federal funding for embryonic stem cell research.
In vetoing this bill, the president's gone against more than 70% of Americans who support stem cell research using embryos.
There is no justification for the destruction of innocent life for the sake of another.
Supporters don't have enough votes to override the president's veto today. Correspondent Peter Mayer is at the White House.
President Bush warns the measure he vetoed crossed a moral boundary.
This bill would support the taking of innocent human life in the hope of finding medical benefits for others.
The president killed the measure very soon after it reached his desk. The action is politically popular with many conservatives, although it put him at odds with Nancy Reagan and Senators Bill Frist and Orrin Hatch, who all support the research. Democrats plan to use the veto as a fall campaign issue. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The House has just approved a bill to protect the Pledge of Allegiance. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill.
Upset that a federal court in California ruled school children shouldn't recite the phrase "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance, House Republicans passed a bill stripping federal courts of all jurisdiction over any cases involving the pledge. State courts could still hear them, but under this bill, their decisions could never be appealed to the Supreme Court. It's not likely the Senate will even take this bill up before the Congress adjourns.
Two men in the Atlanta area have been indicted for participating in paramilitary training in North Georgia. The indictment says they plotted attacks on civilian and government targets. The two had previously been accused of traveling to Canada to meet with Islamic extremists. Now they're also charged with traveling to Washington to film possible targets. On Wall Street today, the Dow finished up 212 points. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has a distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Wake up! It's time for the semi-annual jewelry and watch sale at Overstock.com. If you're looking for a fun fashion statement with some bling or exquisite jewelry by some of the hottest designers, like John Atencio and Damiani, Overstock.com has reduced prices at an additional 15%. stunning watches by Invicta, Movado, Tag Heuer, and more. Name brands up to 70% off. Don't wait. The sale ends midnight, July 24th. Shop Overstock.com.
A shiny symbol of New Orleans, destroyed by Hurricane Katrina, once again covers the city's Superdome, as Chris Miller of WWL reports.
It's the signature piece of the New Orleans skyline, and it's back.
Your roof is white again, and we are one happy crew.
Tom Keller of Brazos Urethane is the project manager here at the Superdome for the roof replacement. After 4.5 months and 500,000 square feet of galvanized metal, the job is done almost 2 months ahead of schedule. Keller said it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
We love this job. I've been driving by this roof since I was 18 years old, thinking someday I'm going to play up there.
Chris Miller for CBS News, the Louisiana Superdome.
An attorney for a New Orleans doctor and two nurses accused of killing hospital patients after Hurricane Katrina says they did nothing wrong, and one lawyer calls a nurse heroic. The three are accused of delivering a deadly dose of morphine and sedatives to four patients trapped in a hospital. I'm Cammy McCormick.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply, sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say, enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
And now, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways that you can contact me, but you better do it quickly because after tomorrow I'm taking some time off and I will be back with you on August the 1st. So all the business that we have with each other, we kind of have to wrap it up. You can call me. It's always toll-free. It doesn't cost you anything. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. If you're outside it, 866-626-1320. And you can go to our website. You might win a $1,400 bicycle, 1320leftchannel.com. We stream live, so that's a way that you can also access the broadcast. And you can see what's going on Enid Live if you click on my webpage, which I don't know if very much is going on. It tells you how you can make a contribution to the Valerie Plame Joseph Wilson Legal Foundation because they're going to need some of your support. They're trying to institute a civil suit against that will require that Dick Cheney and Karl Rove and people like that be deposed, which means that more information can come out. So if you are able to do that, that would be a really wonderful thing for you to do. And there are thoughts that we need to talk about. We're going to be joined by Barry Lynn, who is the executive director for an organization that is in support of the separation of church and state. And the reason I thought we ought to have him on is he's been quoted lately in a number of stories. And what's interesting about Barry Lynn is he's in there slugging away on our behalf. And this is important because what you have is the right wing that has developed over time a legal arm. And these people are coming in, instituting lawsuits in ways that you are unaware in order to blur the separation between church and state, to make everything faith-based, to inject religion where it doesn't belong. And Barry Lynn has been really playing a yeoman's role in trying to beat back that tide. So I thought we ought to be talking with him and see what he has to say to us. So all of that going on, I want to, first of all, reference an ad which is appearing again in the New York Times, and we talked about this. This is thanks to a few religious extremists, stem cell research does not have a prayer. And here's a picture of Dickie. And he has vetoed. This has been his first veto. He has blocked the stem cell bill. He today used the first veto of his presidency to stop legislation that would have lifted restrictions on federally funded human embryonic stem cell research. Now, here's what I want to ask you, and it's very unlikely that the veto will be overridden, that they're just a few votes short of being able to override that veto. So my question is, what is this going to do to moderate Republicans? How are moderates going to respond here? Will this be the thing, do you think, that is a tipping point, or are we just sitting around wishing for a tipping point to materialize and nothing's going to materialize? I mean, 70%, in all the polling I've seen, something along the lines of 70% of Americans are in favor of stem cell research, the funding of stem cell research. Now, here's what he's saying. This bill would have supported the taking of innocent human life in the hope of finding medical benefits for others, Bush said, speaking at the White House, after he followed through on his promise to a wacky fringe base of his party, his promise to veto this bill. It crosses a moral boundary that our decent society needs to respect, so I vetoed it. So think about what the line is that he says this is crossing. You have people right now who are born, who are actually alive, and who could use some help here in terms of whatever the diseases are that they are suffering from. It would give them immense hope to know that some research is going on. So even if they aren't the happy beneficiaries of this research, it will continue. And if you are suffering from something, or your loved ones are suffering from something very serious, that stem cell research could ameliorate, this is something that you would want to support. This isn't about the, you know, somebody who might be born sometime who happens to be residing at the moment a collection of cells in a petri dish someplace, and these cells are going to be destroyed anyway. You might as well use them for the good of society. You might as well use them in order to eradicate some of the disease that's going on. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. So I don't understand the thinking of this, of these people who believe that the potential life in a petri dish is more important than actual life. In other words, the life of the unborn, the life of the fetus is more important than what happens to you once you're born. Once you're born, they don't give a damn about you. They don't want to help you at all. They're liable to give you the death penalty. They're going to sentence you to the purgatory of living under Republican-dominated leadership, which is a death sentence for some people. They're going to sentence you to, they don't care about you in hurricanes and in terrorism incidents and so on. What do they care? They don't care at all. They only care about you if you're a collection of cells. And then you're not even a you yet. The you hasn't even quite kicked in yet. I don't get this. Maybe somebody can explain this to me. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And here is what the B is saying in its editorial. Bush's first veto, wrong on stem cells in 2001 and wrong now. Wrong. How wrong can you be? How low can you go? How much can you pander? And I'm going to tell you something. What we saw at the G8 where he was massaging the German chancellor, you know what? That was a way to put her down. That was a way to show. And he is just, he is so immature. He is so cavalier. He is so out of his element. And his handlers have effectively, because there have been so few press conferences, certainly his first term, there's been so little unscripted exposure to him that you couldn't see how shallow and how little there was there. About Dickie, you could say there is less here than meets the eye. And so now you see that he goes to a G8. He doesn't even know where he is. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ken, calling from Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ken. Ken, are you there? Hello, hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Is Ken here? We have we put him on, and is he not there? Are you there now, Ken?
I am. Are you there?
I am. Thanks, Ken.
Okay. What I was going to say was, you were talking about moderate Republicans and how this is going to affect them. They've got a way out, actually. Tony Snow today came out and said that, look, you know, we're not going to publicly finance this, but if you want to privately finance it, this is all well and good. What this is, in my opinion, is a form of eugenics. What they're doing is ensuring that middle class and lower class have no access to this technology, which ensures that the pharmaceutical and the HMO industries continue to make money off of pre-existing conditions, and those that are wealthy enough to afford these type of procedures that stem cell private research is going to come from will have access to it. It's a form of backdoor eugenics.
Well, I don't know if it's a form of back. You mean if you've got enough money, you're going to have some access to it because you go to these elite clinics like Johns Hopkins and the Mayo and so forth?
Not even inside the United States. I'm thinking more coming out of Europe.
Oh, I don't know if I would say that. I think it's just a plain and simple pandering to the right wing.
Oh,
and these
people, these
right wing fanatics are really too dumb to breathe. I think that's the bottom line. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Marjorie in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Marjorie.
I would like to comment about this veto today. Obviously, they must not have anyone in their family that's suffering from any of these illnesses that could benefit from this. Our family alone has lost 3 females in the last 5 years to breast cancer, and we have another one stage 4 right now, and we've lost a couple of males from other types of cancer. This would be invaluable. And I don't know if you happened to hear, there was on television a couple of weeks ago, the Parkinson's people were saying with appropriate funding and continued cell research, the stem cell, that they thought in 5 to 10 years, that would be long, they would have a cure for Parkinson's, and that would open up a whole new horizon to stop a lot of other things. And this is insane.
This is completely insane. I mean, this is the stupidity. This is the darkness of science, of trying to eliminate science as we know it. This started with questioning whether global warming was actually real science or settled science, and lots of other things, settled science. I mean, these people are exactly, this is exactly like the Taliban. This is exactly like this Muslim radical fundamentalist terrorist kind of mentality. Only it's
right.
on our soil, and it's a return to the dark ages of stupidity. That's what it is, Marjorie.
Exactly, and it's like that you're going to throw it away anyway.
Yeah.
So use it.
Exactly right. It's silly. It's just, it goes down. Talk about, you might as well get something out of it. It's just, it's going to get flushed down the sewer.
I'm a registered nurse. Tell me about it. It goes right down the garbage.
That's it, Marjorie. That is any possibility flushed away. Pandering to the lowest common denominator here, and it's really low. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. JR in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. A second ago, you spoke of this issue being possibly a tipping point. As far as people maybe coming and seeing the light, as far as the agenda of the Republican Party and of Bush, Cheney, and company, did I have you correct on that point? Yes.
Well, I was hoping, but I don't know if it'll happen. Why? What's your point?
Well, my point is this. I feel like the Democrats in general, and I count myself as a Democrat, a very, very liberal Democrat in that, and I feel like the Democrats are constantly waiting for a tipping point when I feel like in reality what needs to be stated is just a very clear list of examples. I imagine the ad, a black screen, white word saying, here is a list of just blatant atrocities, war crimes.
Well, I think what you're saying is the Democrats are waiting around for a tipping point when they ought to be doing the pushing off the edge. That's what they ought to be doing. And in that, I absolutely agree with you. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you so much, Enid. And earlier, it was so funny because I don't know what button was on, but I thought you were talking to me. That's when I was like, yeah, I'm here, Enid.
Yes, thank you, but you weren't Ken the caller.
Oh, my gosh. I thought
yeah, without a sex change, Lisa West.
I thought maybe you'd want the weather now. Okay, so 70 is going to be for low tonight. 99 for the next couple of days. 107 people on Sunday. A nice heat wave. Traffic 50 over top of the mountain, slowing down a little bit. And, of course, and as usual, South Bend 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. Nice and slow. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Mike.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sniff on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete disorder is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh my goodness, so much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about a war is the Catholic Church. Oh yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
And left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
321 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, we're getting closer and closer to the weekend. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And I just want to remind you, we got today and tomorrow to wrap it up because your goddess is taking off for a few days of R&R. And I'll be on the road, and I will be back with you on August the 1st. And remember what your homework assignment is. Your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day, people you know, people you don't know. It's a good way to start up a conversation if you're in the grocery checkout line, if you are, in a record store, which nobody goes to record stores anymore because everybody's downloading. That's the other thing, the graying of America. Maybe that's why Tower's in trouble. Bookstore, in case anybody's still reading, waiting for the bus. At Starbucks, if you're having a latte and it's a good way to strike up a conversation with somebody who looks a little bit interesting at another table over, just tell 3 to 5 people every single day about AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel if you care at all about our survival. And here you've got talk radio, 99.9% conservative, 99.9% getting their talking points and marching orders from the Republican Party, from the extreme right wing of the Republican Party. And here you have a chance for real radio and a chance where you can be heard. And if you, it doesn't matter what, you don't have to pass a litmus test to be on Enid Live or any of our shows here. If you are conservative, if you are a right-wing wacko, whatever you are invited to participate. And I might not let you off the hook easily.
But you certainly will have a forum to share your ideas. Doesn't cost you anything to do it, and you might affect the dialogue. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We're talking about Bush's first veto of, and it's on the stem cell bill, and they're not going to be, we think, the votes to override the veto. And he is pandering to the extreme right wing, and it doesn't matter about medical science. It doesn't matter about science at all. And if you care, if you have somebody, a friend, a loved one, who is suffering from something that stem cell research could benefit, you know, this guy, Bush, is just, this is a return to the most medieval, most dark ages kind of thinking. And that's what these people revel in. 349-1320, Steve in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. Are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Welcome. I just want to say that this is really a stupid thing to do. If he wants to protect the sanctity of the cells because they can produce life, you know, my question is, what kind of life are they going to produce from a trash can?
They're going to produce nothing from a trash can. And how about the life that's already walking around, that's already ambulatory and could use a cure for something?
Yeah, why isn't that life, you know, deserved to be, you know, extended?
You know, he can say anything. This dope can say that the earth is flat, but if you're dopey enough to say, oh yes, of course it is, how flat is it? Then you know what? We get the politicians we deserve. And my question is, Steve, if you're a moderate Republican, if you're not a moderate Republican, but you care about stem cell research, or you care about cures, or you care about science, is this going to change your opinion of Dickey if you have already been in love with him? I'd be curious to know how that plays out. You have any thoughts about that?
You know, I'm a liberal, and I just think that we have to, you know, try to. A lot of people have these diseases: Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and diabetes. And they're, you know, we need to. And a big boomer generation is coming on. And, I think it's a matter of quality of life that we try to solve them.
Well, I agree with you, and I thank you for the call. And Steve is right. A big boomer generation is coming on. A boomer generation that has some money in its pocket. So, you know, here's the question I've been asking all the way through. Where is the outrage with this president? Where is the outrage? And maybe this is a generation that is too cool for outrage. Maybe we don't get hot under the collar, but maybe we just decide not to vote for him. Well, I guess we're not voting at all. We're so disengaged, very few of us turn out for the primaries. But since the polls show us, and this is a very poll-driven administration, since the polls tell us that 70% of the public is in favor of stem cell research, and this jerk pandering to, you know, he is such a whore. I mean, you can make fun of this guy. He's a frat boy. And I don't know if you saw Maureen Dowd's column about him today, but we will get to that. They take him off of his leash long enough to appear at a G8 summit. And the way he comports himself is really pretty depressing, I have to say. When they don't have handlers around him, he is shallow. He doesn't know where he is. He's a wise ass. He's just a towel snapping frat boy who's now 60 years old, who don't know much history, don't know much geography, don't know much of anything. Member of the Lucky Sperm Club is all I can say. Joe in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Is that Joe?
I did.
Okay.
Welcome, Joe.
You know what? I really, being a libertarian, I don't like the federal government to get involved in anything. First of all, whenever they spend a dollar, it costs the taxpayers three times as much. I like this stuff to be taken care of at the state level.
Well, Joe, let me just ask you this question before you go any further, because I don't know quite where you're going to go with this. But how do you feel about the Internet?
How do I feel about the Internet?
Yeah, you like it? You use it?
Well, you know what? I'm 64 years old, and I have to get one of the grandchildren over to...
Because the Internet is something that the government did. Well, if you're 64, how do you feel about Social Security?
Well, it's a mess.
No, it isn't a mess. It's actually a very well-functioning program. It's not a mess at all. Do you collect it yet?
No, I don't collect it yet.
Yeah, but it'll be there for you when you do want to collect it. But go ahead, tell me what your point is.
Well, you know what? I voted here in this state for stem cell research, and I think it was $6 billion. We got the greatest medical minds in the country.
Yeah.
Right here at Stanford University, at Davis, at all the great universities in this state. We can handle this on our own. We don't need the federal government to get in there and waste all the money like I know they will.
I think that you do need the federal government to be involved in it because I think that's where all the major research happens. It happens at that level. I think it's too piecemeal when it happens from the states. 349, 1320, 866, 626, 1320. It's how all the major... it is how all sorts of science has happened with federal funding. Lee in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Good afternoon, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, Lee.
I guess I'm a little puzzled by what I see as the hypocrisy that Bush is willing to declare sacred the lives in a Petri dish, which is going to be destroyed anyway, but not enough sacredness in the lives of civilians in Lebanon to call for a ceasefire now. I just don't get it. I'm probably malinformed and just not thinking properly.
Well, not only is he not going to get involved diplomatically, but once you're born, actually, in this country, you're pretty much on your own. Here's what you get assigned in this country now in a time of terror. Once you're born, you get one tarp and one roll of duct tape and a couple of AA batteries, and you're on your own, kid. That's it.
Well, we need MacGyver then, because MacGyver could actually make something out of it, but the rest of us are up the creek.
That's it. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jeff, in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid. I'm kind of curious. I mean, the federal government is pretty wasteful in their spending anyway. And from the accounts that I've got or from the information I have, everybody that talks about the research, I mean, they're 10, 15, 20 years off, and it is research. So why if it was going to be so lucrative that private companies couldn't employ the doctors and go that route instead of using taxpayer money for guinea pigging? Because, I mean, it is wasteful when private companies are.
Wait a minute. So wasteful, so we don't want this. It's wasteful. That's your argument? It's wasteful. They're going to waste it. You've been listening to too much Rush Limbaugh, Jeff.
What I'm listening to is the real facts. I mean, they're 10, 15, 20 years off. And like you say, it's so different than the stadium. If the Maloofs, you know, if it's so lucrative and that kind of stuff, then why do they need a partner? Why can't they do it on their own?
It's not about everything. Isn't about a stadium is one thing. A stadium is a money making enterprise. It's entertainment. Medicine is about your life, and medicine should not have become what it has become, which is bottom line and profit driven and it should not have. And look what has happened to medicine in this country. Used to be the best in the world, and now it really isn't. But when you are doing the research and the funding, and those of you who are in the science arena and who are in the medical arena, I want to hear from you on this. But when you have all those the government funding, you get a lot going on and a lot accomplished in a way that you cannot do. You cannot do it the same way privately. No, you really can't, Jeff. You can't do it in the same way because it's all profit-driven, and that's not what you want here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Andy in Redding. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I hope my cell stays with you.
Is it a stem cell?
University of Wisconsin Alumni Association, or whatever it is with that, but it's in the FACB business page or the USA Today's page. They own 3 patents for stem cell research, which they already get funding from the federal government. So it is kind of hypocritical about Bush doing...
Well, he's saying that there's only certain lines that he's going to allow. He's only going to allow this much and not that much. But
well,
the whole idea is...
What I want to say is they own 3 major patents that do 90% of the stem cell research. Is the University of Wisconsin. And that's why, like, California right now is involved with this lawsuit because where our taxpayer dollars that we just passed, I believe last year or earlier this year, we have to fight with those people or we have to pay them a fee.
Yes, but if the lines of the stem cell lines were increased, the numbers increased, would that be the case?
Yeah, well, no, I think they're just opening it up.
Well, that's it. You want to open it up and you want the science to flourish. You don't want politicians pandering in the area of a woman's medical health. Excuse me, Andy. You don't want politicians pandering in terms of a woman's medical health, in terms of your health. And you don't want the politicians pandering in the arena of science. Why would you want any of that?
I don't, personally. I think it's all, like, look, I'm almost at the point of a violent revolution. I mean, I can't stand Bush and his people. I just, it's just another thing out there, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
It's appalling. Nobody knows what to say about it, but I'm delighted that you called, Andy, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Thelma in Yuba City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Barbara from Yuba City.
Oh, Barbara. Okay.
We thought
your name was Thelma. I guess it sounded. I think when you said Barbara, it sounded like Thelma.
It's Thelma, but it's Barbara.
Okay.
Okay. Now I have a whole different take on this. I think that, and maybe someone else has brought it up, but I just now got to the phone. But I noticed that while he has vetoed this particular issue, he did not in any way at any time make any attempt to make it against the law. So what he is actually doing, in my view, is that he is trying to privatize the stem cell and have his rich cohorts make money from the patent, because if the NIH does it, they don't make any money.
Well, it's an interesting theory, and who knows? It's an interesting hypothesis, and maybe you're right about that. I do know that there have been cases where people check into hospitals, and you have little things removed, let's say, or you have body parts removed, or you have little warts removed and stuff. That stuff doesn't always get flushed away. Sometimes people study it, and sometimes they patent your own your own cells. And I think there have been lawsuits about this. A man went in to have some sort of work done, or he had a unique physiological response to a particular set of circumstances, and it was so unusual, his bodily response, that they studied him further, and I think they got some of his cells, and now they own parts of him, and he fought it, and I don't know that he got very far with it. So you can go in for a procedure, and they can own your cells.
Well, that's right. They take your DNA and everything else, and nobody seems to get upset over that.
Well, your DNA is one thing. This is another thing.
But this would be, so, well, that's true. However, it's the same principles that they want it for a reason, which usually has to do with money.
Well, all right. Now, how do you feel about Bush vetoing the federal government's participation in stem cell research?
Oh, I think it's very in character. I think he is the most ridiculous, mumbling idiot that has ever been, but he is doing things for his friends, because I don't think he cares one way or the other. I don't think he knows a stem cell from a hole in the ground. I think he wants to garner money off of everything he does.
Well, I think also he's pandering to his base. That's the other part of it. I thank you, Barbara, for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Stuart in El Dorado. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Edith. An important point here. Suppose that overseas, in South Korea, in France, in Germany, somebody manages to develop an important medication for a lot of neurological diseases. Now, and suppose that they pass all the FDA tests. Does Bush's attitude towards stem cell research mean that they would not support those medicines' use in the U.S.?
Oh, I would imagine that he would cut it, you know, he would manage to parse it so that these medications were supported. But let's take your thesis a little farther, because there would be such public support. Supposing somebody developed a cure, well, and cure is in quotes, but for something that would help you if you had Parkinson's, or something that would help you if you had Alzheimer's, you could not hold back that tidal swell of families that would want to get their hands on this drug. But let's just spin it out a little bit further. Supposing it was an unfriendly North Korea or something who developed this stuff that really worked. Although I don't know, you probably couldn't. North Korea could probably not pass it through the FDA, but somebody, they could really hold you up, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
They could hold you up in terms of charging astronomical amounts of money, or making it unavailable, or I don't know what.
I know. The issue here is that they don't really want to do good. They want to feel good, they want to appear good, but they don't care about doing good.
They don't care about anything. All they care about is strip mining you out of your vote. And if they can't seduce you out of it, they're willing to steal it away from you. Stuart, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. Beautiful day, Enid, I'm telling you. And tonight, though, we might see a little bit of a sprinkle in the rain. Actually, on my way here, northbound 99, I did get a couple of droplets on the windshield. You know what? As hot as it is, though, it went away quickly. 107 for the high for the next couple of days. Traffic eastbound 80, slow traffic from downtown to Northgate. We also have eastbound 80 slow traffic at Northgate and one lane blocked due to an accident, so stay clear of that. Back with more Enid Live, it's AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel. It's your right to listen to the left.
Are you paying too?
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. It's simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Thank you. a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. We're talking about stem cell research and why we have been hijacked by a handful of very dumb, we're really in the dark ages. We're in the dim ages of everything being politicized. And why aren't people even, you know, I keep asking, where is the outrage? There isn't any outrage, and the Democrats got the ingredients, and they can't bake the cake either. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You have got an arrogant and very dumb man who happens to be our president, who has just vetoed stem cell research funded by the government. 70% of Americans are in favor of it. There aren't enough votes to override it, which is his own kind of cowardice. And this is the first time he has vetoed anything in his presidency. And the reason that he has not vetoed anything is he hasn't wanted to be overridden by Congress, which it looks like there's almost no possibility is going to happen anytime soon. And instead, what he has done is he's hidden behind what are called signing statements, so that he signs stuff into law, and then he exempts himself from actually having to follow the law. I mean, this is just a remarkable kind of corruption and dimness, and all the things that we are seeing in a Taliban-like mind in places that we think are so backward and so rooted in the Middle Ages and so rooted in the Dark Ages are exactly what we are becoming in this country. You can't get dumb enough. I saw a piece in the Chronicle about a clean, well-lighted place, which is a wonderful bookstore. It was on Van Ness. It closed finally. Cody's closed finally. We're not reading books the way we used to, or if we are, we're reading blockbusters, and if we are, we're getting them in big box retailers. We're not going into small stores and cruising around and finding the quirky offbeat ideas. Here's Maureen Dowd. She's talking about the G8 summit and calling it Animal House Summit, because here's what Dickey was doing. Dickey was running around using expletives, being like a frat guy. He's just too cool for the room. Very cavalier about what he has gotten us into and what's going on in the Middle East. Like, you know, it's barely worth his time. He tried to make small talk with somebody, but he hardly knew where he was, and he hardly knew where one of his confreres was from at the G8. I mean, this is how retarded Dickey is. He's incurious, incognizant, doesn't care about the governing, doesn't care about the details of governing. And when you really, when they pull the screen back just a little bit, what you see is so odious here. So here's Maureen Dowd's take on Dickey catching W off guard. The really weird thing is his sense of victimization. He's strangely resentful about the actual core of his job. Even after the debacles of Iraq and Katrina, he continues to treat the presidency as a colossal interference with his desire to mountain bike and clear bush. Well, you know what? Or clear brush. Well, let's clear ourselves of bush. Let's happily return him so that he can 24/7 mountain bike and clear brush and be on vacation, because that's all he's got the energy to do. Let's get rid of this guy. Let us replace him with somebody who would be a better president. And certainly what we need to get in there are people who have subpoena power and people who have the power to investigate this presidency. Reporters who covered W's 2000 campaign often wondered whether Bush would give up acting the fool if he got to be the king. Would he stop playing peekaboo with his pre-meal moist towels during airplane interviews? Would he quit scrunching up his face and wiggling his eyebrows at memorial services? Would he replace levity and inanity with gravity? In many regards, the Bush I knew did not seem to be built for what lie ahead, wrote Frank Bruni, the New York Times writer who covered W's ascent in his book Ambling into History. The Bush I knew was part scamp, part bumbler, a timeless fraternity boy, and heedless cut-up, a weekday gym rat and weekend napster, an adult with an inner child that often brimmed to the surface or burst through. The open mic incident at the G8 lunch in St. Petersburg on Monday illustrated once more that W never made any effort to adapt. The president has enshrined his immaturity and insularity, turning every environment he inhabits, no matter how decorous or serious, into a comfortable frat house.
That is what he is. He is a frat boy. The kind of frat boy who was happy to get a C, a C minus, a kind of frat boy who reveled in never studying, never needing to know the details of anything because it's not too cool. Remember we were doing stories about how the girls are really doing better in school, in college, than the boys are? And the boys think it's not real cool to study. They just do whatever it takes to get by because studying is not cool. Well, that's what Dickie's like. The girls are tearing it up in college. They are getting greater honors. They are graduating with higher ranking degrees than the boys are and into a world where they will make 73 cents on the dollar. So here is Maureen Dowd, Mo Dow, writing in today's New York Times, and you will see it in tomorrow's Sacramento Bee, about Dickie and how about Dickie is turning diplomacy into Animal House. His loosey-goosey confidence that everything could be fixed with a phone call. And not even a phone call made by him. And not even a phone call made to the Iranians, who have more control over Hezbollah, was striking. He seems to have no clue, Dickie, that his own headlong, heedless actions in the Middle East have contributed to the deepening chaos there and to Iran's growing influence and America's diminished leverage. Dickie may resent the sophistication required of a president, but when the world is going to hell, he should stop chewing and start thinking. And this is Maureen Dowd writing in today's New York Times. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We are booked warm today. I'm thinking only 99, though, as of the same time yesterday was 101. On through the next couple of days, 107 tonight, low 70. And our traffic, we've got southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. As usual, two accidents we have in the middle of the roadway. And another one of those pedestrians running around in the middle of the roadway, Enid. We don't know what he's doing. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Education.
Messages.
Of course, we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I,
if you send messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
I always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Talk
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Let me know that I'll die. 353 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320 or toll free. All calls here are toll free, 866-620-61320. And we're talking about the fact that Dickey vetoes first veto of his presidential career. He vetoes the stem cell research bill. And at the same time, here are, you know, these are all serious issues. If you're the president of the United States, you deal with serious issues, whether it's a Middle Eastern conflagration, whether it's to send troops or not to send troops into the Middle East, into Iraq. And this guy, when you pull back the curtains, here's what you see, a guy who resents any intrusion into his ability to bicycle 24/7 or to be on vacation as often as he wants to be on vacation or to clear brush in Crawford, Texas, or you name it. So that's what we've got here in the way of a president. Somebody who doesn't have any depth, who doesn't know the issues, and that is why he has been so carefully managed. That is why he doesn't have unscripted, you know, now it doesn't matter for him because he's termed out. This is it for him. This is his last term. And he has about as much time left as, all of us had with, JFK. I mean, JFK's, tenure was what, 2.5 years before he was assassinated? John F. Kennedy. So we've got about as much time left with these clowns, and they are clowns. So you get a behind-the-scenes glimpse of how shallow a man Dickey is. And now, you know, he cavalierly signs away no federally funded stem cell research. He doesn't want to do it beyond what exists currently. So the question is, how are we going to let this darkness continue to intrude? I mean, aren't you getting just furious about this? Don't you have family members, loved ones who could benefit from stem cell research? How is it that just a handful of people can have such a hideous effect on the whole society? How does that happen? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And how do we allow it to happen? How is it that we are not rearing back and saying, just wait a minute, we're smarter than that. We're not allowing the science to be politicized. We're not going to allow any longer medicine to be politicized. We are not going to allow you to be as cavalier with our futures as you have with the people who have gone in to fight on our behalf in Iraq. So these are people who don't care. I mean, he's a sociopath. He has no sense of anybody else's pain, apparently. Just the way he acts, it's so superficial. You've got to ask yourself what Laura saw in him. Did she see a fancy family? You know, she was a librarian. She reads real books. What does she see in Dickey? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't understand it. But he has signed, this is, the B is saying, wrong on stem cells in 2001 and wrong now. And ask the question, does Dickey want to cast his first veto on a bill that both Republican and Democrat support, one that would give hope to people stricken by diabetes, spinal cord injuries, and other maladies? Or will he stick to a position that placates religious conservatives but is based on false premises? Bush will likely do the latter, but he doesn't need to. He can alter his 2001 decision on stem cell research by acknowledging that new information justifies loosening restrictions. At issues are the lines of stem cells that scientists can use when receiving federal research dollars. Many want to allow research on cells derived from embryo.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Safe arrival in Cyprus for the first ship bringing Americans from Lebanon. President Bush vetoes the stem cell bill.
It crosses a moral boundary.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The chartered cruise ship Orient Queen has arrived in Larnaca, Cyprus, with the first large group of Americans to be evacuated from Lebanon, about 1,000 people. CBS News reporter Amy Gutman is there.
We've just seen the first handful of passengers come off the ship. It's the elderly and the infirm first. We saw the first man off the ship was an elderly man who was carried off, and he's sitting in a chair just outside, just on the port now.
She says everyone looks very tired. By adding more vessels, the State Department plans to bring 2,000 people out tomorrow and 4,000 on Friday. There was late word of a major Israeli airstrike targeting a suspected Hezbollah command bunker in southern Beirut. Israeli warplanes are said to have dropped 23 tons of explosives on the site, believing senior officials, including Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, might be there. Hezbollah just said none of its leaders or members died in the attack. There was fierce ground fighting today involving Israeli tanks and artillery.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. That's the sound of Israeli artillery pounding suspected Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Each time one of the big guns opens fire, it leaves a trail of smoke. And I can feel the ground shaking here. This artillery base has been carved out of a field next to an Arab village as the shells are lobbed over a mountain and into Lebanon.
Hezbollah fired missiles into the Israeli city of Nazareth, killing two children. Now this.
Ah, the lazy days of summer. Not for you, they're not. For you, it's go, go, go time. Time for Emergen-C. The natural energy boost packed with vitamin C, B vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes. Add Emergen-C to water to make a fizzy, fruity, super healthy drink. Rehydrate and re-energize with Emergen-C. Find it in the vitamin C supplement section.
Okay, a distinguished professional. No. Distinguished-looking man with a passion for life. No.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate?
Handsome winner seeks to share his fortune.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
President Bush, determined to prevent more human embryos from being used in stem cell research, cast a veto today.
It's the president's first veto.
I will not allow our nation to cross this moral line.
As he announced the action, the president repeatedly pointed to ethical concerns.
In our zeal for new treatments and cures, America must never abandon our fundamental morals.
In a sign of his strong opposition to the measure, the president killed it soon after it reached his desk. He wants government agencies to find what he describes as moral stem cell research. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where there was anger and dismay at the president's veto, but not enough votes to override it. Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin said Mr. Bush was ignorant on the science and cruel.
It's cruel because it denies hope to millions of people suffering in this country. Hope to people who are suffering from Alzheimer's and juvenile diabetes, spinal cord injuries.
A number of key Republicans opposed the president on this, including Senate leader Bill Frist, and Democrats warned those who stuck with him against this research could pay a price at the polls in November. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The House today voted to shield the Pledge of Allegiance from federal judges who might try to strike the words "under God." The measure's prospects in the Senate are uncertain. Wall Street had something to celebrate today, some encouraging comments from Ben Bernanke. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus says the Fed chairman told Congress there are signs economic growth is moderating.
Ben Bernanke unleashed the bulls on Wall Street. He finally told investors what they wanted to hear. He gave us the biggest hint yet in his 6 months on the job as Fed chief that the Fed may indeed be done raising interest rates.
The Dow had a 212-point gain to close above 11,000. Other positive influences today, strong earnings from IBM and J.P. Morgan Chase and declining oil prices. Crude settled below $73 a barrel. Walmart won a legal victory today. A federal judge struck down a new Maryland law that required the retailer to provide health insurance for every one of its employees in that state. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hey, Claire Watkins.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:06, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can call me. It doesn't cost anything. It's toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, it's 866-626-1320. Joining us in this segment is Barry Lynn, who is the executive director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He is uniquely qualified to be in that position. He is both a minister and he is an attorney. He is a minister in the United Church of Christ. Do I have that right, Barry?
That's absolutely right. That means I could forgive you in that capacity, but sue you anyway as an attorney. I wouldn't do that to you, but I could.
Well, I am. I would love to have your forgiveness. I'm inviting all forgivers because God knows I need it. You know, I heard a kind of catechism of Protestantism. A Methodist is a Baptist with shoes, and a Presbyterian is a Methodist who's gone to college, and an Episcopalian is a Presbyterian who lives off his investment. Did you ever hear any of that?
Yes, I did. I even heard about the tragic tales of Unitarians who are harassed by having people burn question marks in their front yard. I mean, you hear all these jokes. You know, by the time you get through all the minister jokes and all the lawyer jokes, you know, what do you call one lawyer at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. You get through all of those, you've heard them all.
What about what does a lawyer and a sperm cell have in common? What do a lawyer and a sperm cell have in common?
I don't know. What do they?
Each has a one in a million chance of becoming a human being. Well, talk to me. Here's the story. I'm reading the Washington Post, and the headline of the story is Bringing the Church to the Courtroom. And here I begin to read, and I see that the right-wing fundamentalists have been very busy when we weren't looking, and they've got all these court cases going, all these court challenges going. In one case, I think they want to have the right to disgaze because their religion dictates that. So talk to me about what the right wing is up to in terms of trying to merge church and state, and you are trying to do the opposite, to try to keep the separation going.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the right wing is not dead. Every once in a while, every few years, somebody says, oh, those guys, they're dead. It's only Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, and nobody takes them seriously. That's unfortunately wrong. They're taken very seriously, and a full 17% of the American people would characterize themselves as members of the so-called religious right. So it's a huge voting block and a thinking or perhaps non-thinking block.
What is that what's that percentage again of people who characterize?
17% has been a pretty consistent number now for the last decade.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they've done is they've tried to create and have successfully created law schools, one at Regent University run by Pat Robertson, one at Liberty University run by Jerry Falwell, with the specific idea that these young lawyers will go out and transform the courts of the country into essentially Christian courts so that their top value is not the Constitution, but their understanding of the Bible and of Jesus Christ. And this has given a large number of groups, some of whom have contributed to another group called the Alliance Defense Fund down in Arizona, that all kind of coordinate efforts to radically use the courts to transform American culture. And they are into everything. They want, if you don't want to give out a contraceptive, if you're a pharmacist and you're the only one in town and somebody comes up wants it filled, they believe there's a constitutional right and a religious right to deny service to that woman who wants the contraceptive, and that that's...
What if the guy comes in and he wants a contraceptive device?
Well, frankly,
they won't deny him. It's always the woman that they want to deny.
Yeah, that's because of how...
If he wants a prophylactic, they're going to happy to sell it to him by the gross and wish him good luck, too, and Godspeed.
Okay, now wait. Now you're almost right because you're pointing out the hypocrisy of the religious right, a very good thing to do. But in this case, bizarrely, you may be wrong because I just got a report a few months ago of a woman at the checkout counter who would not check out contraceptives. In other words, she claimed that she couldn't even ring through anything, whether it's a pharmaceutical or a condom, because she didn't believe that artificial birth control was acceptable.
So it doesn't matter if the person buying it was married, not married. The checkout clerk is making the decision as to whether you're going to have a family or not.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And you know, a lot of those people are very kind. If you go into certain of those stores that we probably don't even want to talk about, but certain of those chains, they greet you. They're very polite. But of course, when it comes to making moral judgments, they have all the moral judgments for you, your entire family. They have it from the moment of conception until the moment of death, and they're happy to tell you how to live your life. If you don't want to accept their advice, they'll pass a law to make you live it that way.
Well, let me...
That's their agenda.
Then how are they different from the virtue and vice police that was so prominent a part of the Taliban?
Well, they aren't really, and in some ways, fundamentalism, whether it's fundamentalist Buddhism, which, believe it or not, does exist. Some people say, I can't believe that.
I can't believe that either.
Yeah, well, fundamentalist Christianity and fundamentalist Islam have a lot in common. And one of the things they have in common is that they think they know the answer from some holy place for every issue, for every question, and you better get with the program or you might lose a hand or, in this country, theocracy light, more likely to come, you'll just lose the ability to read anything they don't want you to read in your hand.
Well, they don't trust you that you can use the off switch on your television set. They're going to dictate what you should and shouldn't watch.
No, of course.
That's
and,
what
they... And, you know, people sometimes think, well, these folks on the right, they're just, in, you know, they don't like hardcore pornography, and some feminists don't like hardcore pornography, and maybe they're just on the extremes, but they think culture has gone too far. No, no, no. These are people who don't like kids to read Harry Potter books, not because, as Lou Sheldon, who lives out there in California, once said, not only because it promotes the occult, but because it also promotes homosexuality and abortion. Now, if any of your listeners have actually seen the Harry Potter movies or read the books, I don't remember that happening, but maybe there's a book coming out called Harry Potter and the Morning After Pill that we just don't know about. Maybe they do know more than we do, but I don't think so. They hate everything that asks them to think or asks their kids to think because they hate critical thinking. It challenges authority.
Well, you know, here's the story. The thief thinks everybody else is out to steal. So somebody who is so combing Harry Potter for homosexuality has to be so fixated on homosexuality and contraception and whatever else they're looking for that they think the whole world is mired in it as they must be.
Well... You know, you're right, and in fact, there's a group called the American Family Association in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I regret to say the second most famous person to come out of Tupelo
is Elvis.
Elvis, of course, was and is Don Wildman, who's a reverend down there and who has this group, and he even counts the number of crosses that are shown on women of ill repute, prostitutes, in movies and TV shows so that he can chronicle this to show that people are trying symbolically in Hollywood, those demons in Hollywood are trying to actually make people think that all of those hookers are actually Christian. I mean, he really does that.
But how is that different from politicians cloaking themselves in the mantle of religiosity to do the same thing that the hookers are doing by wearing a crucifix around their neck? It's the same. And you know what? They're hoes in a different way. Political, I'm calling them political hoes. I was so taken by the fact that Charles Grassley wants, he's involved in IRS matters, and he wants to go after pimps, and I'm thinking, are there that many pimps who aren't paying their taxes? And I'm thinking, of course, they're all political. They're all in Washington, D.C., and that's what we should be doing. You've got a book that's going to be coming out. What is its title?
I do. The book's called Piety and Politics, The Right-Wing Assault on Religious Freedom. It's coming out from a Random House imprint. You can actually pre-order it an Amazon. That's how the right, by the way, drives up all those book numbers so that people like Ann Coulter's book get right to the top because people pre-order them. And I am asking people to do that. You get a deep discount if you do it now. It's called Piety in Politics, and it's about why not only secularists, but why religious people ought to worry, number one, about the dangers of theocracy and the dangers of the religious right, and how also left-of-center religious people shouldn't fall into using some of the same tactics that the right uses.
Oh, we have to talk about that. My guest is Barry Lynn. He is both a minister and an attorney, and he is the executive director for the, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. Oh, I got that part. So if you have questions for him or observations or thoughts that you want to share, you can do it. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. All right. A story that just came across has to do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Talk to me about that. We are particularly concerned about it because Michael Newdow, who is also a hyphenate such as you are, only he's not a minister and an attorney. He's an ER doc and an attorney, a Sacramentan, and he is the one who filed originally to get under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance and In God We Trust off the money, which I think if we're really going to be honest about what the motto that should be on the money, it should be, what's in it for me? That should be our, that is our that has become our national mantra. So talk to me about what's going on now with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, it's even worse than being about the Pledge of Allegiance. It basically says that the federal courts of the United States, including the Supreme Court, are not permitted to hear challenges to the use or the content of the Pledge of Allegiance. In other words, if a school district were forcing children at gunpoint to say the Pledge of Allegiance with or without the words under God, you couldn't challenge that in a federal court. You'd have to go into these state courts. Many of the state court judges, as you probably know, are elected, so they're very much attuned to the interests of the majority, which makes it less likely that they're going to preserve the right of the minority. Now, even a few conservative Republicans voted against this bill because they said, wait a minute, if you can take the jurisdiction of the federal courts away from hearing cases about the First Amendment, what about the Second Amendment? They might come after that next when the liberals get into power, which, you know, may or may not happen in the next election cycle. So this, it's called court stripping, but it's, when you think about the image that may conjure up if you think Supreme Court and stripping, now they just call it jurisdictional change, but that's what it is. Take the power away from the federal courts to even hear these cases.
All right, so tell us again what's happening with the Pledge of Allegiance. The federal courts are, these are cases that won't be heard on a federal level. They will have to be heard at a state level. Is that the story?
That's correct, and that means that fundamental rights, this is the first issue, but they've got dozens. They want reproductive choice questions to be decided by states, not by the federal courts. So this is the pattern they're starting. It means the law changes about the First Amendment, our Constitution, when you go from Nevada to California. Is that nutty? It's called anarchy, actually, and it's not generally what conservatives want.
So then let me ask you this, Barry Lynn. If various states vote medical marijuana into existence, how is it then that that's not allowed to stand and the Justice Department, which presumably in a time of terrorism has other things to consider, is busy ripping up medical marijuana gardens in Los Angeles and in Santa Cruz? So how does that work?
Because these people are hypocrites and inconsistent. I mean, we just put on the United States Supreme Court Sam Alito, a man who thinks the government does not have the right to regulate the private possession of machine guns, but does think that women can be required to talk to their husbands before they obtain an abortion. So if consistency was the standard in Washington, we might be better off, but we sure have a bunch of inconsistent characters in all branches of government, most of which are now controlled by the religious right.
Talk to me about, well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk some more as we continue. My guest is Barry Lynn. He's the executive director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He is both an ordained minister and an attorney. And some of what he is talking about, I think, is pretty frightening. We'll take your questions if you have any and calls if you'd like to make them. Typically, people don't usually call, Barry, when we have a guest. But I think what you have to say here is so, it's very disturbing, actually. It's funny in one way and hypocritical hypocritical in another, but deeply, deeply disturbing.
No, it is. I mean, there's no question about that. The question is, what kind of a country do we want our children and grandchildren to inherit? And we're going to inherit one heck of a mess if we let the religious right, with its $500 million that it collected last year alone from the top 10 religious right groups in the country, if they get to make all the laws, all the decisions, we're in trouble.
Well, I think we are in trouble, and for a lot of reasons. My guest is Barry Lynn. More as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you so much, Enid. And I've had a couple of phone calls giving me traffic tips today, Enid. Very nice.
That's good. And some good, hot, juicy stuff that we need to know about that's going out there?
Yeah, actually, over in Placerville on 50, when people are trying to get home, we have two very big, fat, large, overgrown goats in the middle of the roadway.
Goats? They must be Representative Doolittle and his wife.
Well, that's it. I know. I knew that you'd find that interesting about those goats. Well, anyway, 50 over the top of the mountain. We also have it slowed down as well. On eastbound I-80, just west of Winter Street, a disabled vehicle slowing things down a bit. But that's just about it. Nice and hot, 100. And we'll be back with more Enid Live.
The Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is right.
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. Simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. 3. No haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 9th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts matches, which include 3-time UFC champion and UFC Hall of Famer Dan the Beast Severin versus Brian Pardo in the main event. Other matches will include Kengo Ura, Philip Wyman from Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den, Shannon Rich, Torres Kabob, and others. Visit CacheCreek.com for tickets and information.
1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Try to 425 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Our guest is Barry Lynn, who is the executive director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. He is both an ordained minister and he is an attorney. Barry, are you still with us?
I certainly am.
This is good news. We have people who want to talk to you, and if you have a question or an observation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320, why don't we try it? And we have a new system here, so let's see if it actually works. So, Chris in Sacramento, hi, you're live with Enid and with Barry Lynn on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi. I wanted to ask the guest if he knows about the upcoming protest at Sonoma County for the Bohemian Grove.
That what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Well, the world leaders have religious ceremonies in there, and I think if the so-called Christians knew what their leaders were doing in there.
But Chris, what does that have to do with anything? The Bohemian Club is a private club, and they can do whatever they want. And if they happen to have world leaders in there, then they can, you know, they are going around dressing up as women and doing what it is they do. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Talk to me about, Barry, talk to me about what's going on under the radar that we know nothing at all about.
Well, I think it's the... One thing is the use of churches to build powerful political campaigns in the key swing states, including Ohio and Pennsylvania. I realize you're not in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but maybe there are people on the Internet listening.
But wait a minute. The IRS, it was just reported yesterday, is sending out letters to 15,000 nonprofits, including churches, that if they do any kind of politicking, they are going to be investigated. And the IRS, before this, in this election season, and before even the tax, April 15, they're not going to wait until the taxes are filed. April 15, it will be too late. They're going to swoop down on them right now. So how does what you're saying square with what the IRS has announced it's going to do?
Well, the IRS ought to announce it, and they ought to actually enforce it. And, in fact, Americans United, one of its many projects is to report illegal campaign activity. And, ironically, you're breaking the news right here, I think. We reported a church in Texas that we found out was literally taking money that had been given, you know, in the collection plate and sending checks to the local Republican Party. This is a community somewhere between San Antonio and Austin. But we just filed that complaint today. We filed about 50 of these over the last decade. Some of them have been taken very seriously. Churches have actually lost their tax exemption in the case of Randall Terry's former home church. Remember him, the founder of Operation Rescue, one of the most radical anti-choice activists in the country. His church lost its tax exemption because of this illegal activity. And I'll tell you, if the Ohio and Pennsylvania kind of undercurrent of support through churches, illegal campaign support, is effective, the Republican Party is going to be awfully powerful, more than usual, in those two states. It's done, unless the IRS gets around to investigating these specific cases of efforts to elect specific candidates. Don't get me wrong. I don't think, if you want to talk about the war in Iraq and say it's immoral and that poor people shouldn't be poor, and if you wanted to say make any argument you want to make in a church, that's fine. But if you say, oh, by the way, elect Joe Schmo, you're violating the tax laws, you shouldn't be tax exempt, and the IRS ought to come in your door knocking. Knocking, knocking.
Yes, but the IRS is not knocking on the door that you suggest. The IRS is knocking on the door of a church in Pasadena where the retired rector stood up and said that the outcome in Iraq was a very bad outcome. And they are knocking on his door. It sounded from the way the story was reported. Now, I'm sure a lot of the details were omitted, but from the way the story was reported, it sounded like what he said was pretty innocuous.
That's George Regas, a good friend of mine for a long time. I've talked to George about this. I was out there to give a speech for a dinner a few months ago, And I agree with you that that was not the kind of activity that goes over the line. I will say, though, that we do know that there are some very conservative churches who went way over the line who are also being investigated, and I think it's important that that happen. If you start turning the churches, these mega churches, 10,000 members, 15,000 members in conservative states, into essentially political action committees for the Republican Party, you're in big trouble. And Democrats, by the way, shouldn't try to replicate that and try to make sure that liberals all endorse them from the pulpit. The church is not the place to mix partisan politics. It's the place where you talk about moral issues. And if we did that more, maybe we'd even have a few moral conversations, meaningful ones, in the Congress instead of wasting time debating idiotic things like this Pledge of Allegiance bill. Later today, they're voting on a bill about whether the federal government should take control over property in San Diego that contains a large cross. I mean, this is the stuff they're spending time on while Americans die, while the minimum wage stays exactly as low as it has been for far too long, and Congress
awards itself a wage increase.
Of course. I mean, it, you know, hypocrisy is a sin actually mentioned in the Bible with some, it's very frequently mentioned. Abortion, for example, is never mentioned in the Bible. Yet here is an entire movement, the religious right, built on a very specific, weird interpretation of biblical text when they have to concede, if they've ever read the Bible, that abortion isn't even mentioned there.
There's a case in Atlanta where a woman has gone to court, and she has sued for the right to be intolerant. She says that her Christian faith compels her to speak out against homosexuality, but the school where she is a senior bans speech that puts down others because of their sexual orientation. Are you aware of this case?
Yeah,
or cases like it where the right wing is suing in order to be more intolerant than it already is.
Yeah, although I think we have to be careful here because, I mean, some of us are kind of First Amendment purists, and we would say that just because you say something that bothers someone else, that doesn't mean the school or university or company ought to be able to stop you necessarily. But there is a difference. In a lot of these cases, we're talking about harassment. We are not talking about just saying something that offends a gay person or an African American. We're talking about a bunch of louts who are out there stalking women on the campus and trying to insult them as women and as women of color. So, I think there's a point at which the First Amendment honestly does protect even awful, hateful speech, but not when it becomes what it so frequently does on college campuses, harassment of the worst kind.
Give us an example of some of the harassment that's going on college campuses.
Well, there was a famous case a few years ago where a group of white men at a university in the East Coast I almost hate to use this, but there was a woman of color who was on the campus and who was organizing and radical, and they kept referring to her as a water buffalo, and then it was very harassing. It wasn't an ugly reference. It was an ugly activity that went on and on in order to make someone feel like a second-class citizen in a place, of course, where power is in the hands of rich white men anyway.
And what was the outcome?
My recollection of that is that the students were stopped from doing that, and I think appropriately so. What I think we have to be careful about are these speech codes that say, oh, if you hurt anyone's feelings, I mean, if that's all you're doing, and that can be painful, don't get me wrong, but that even the things you said about politicians and their relationship to women of the night, that somebody would say, oh, well, that would insult politicians, therefore you shouldn't be allowed to say it. So I'm against speech codes, but I am in favor of stopping harassment, and there is a difference, and I think common sense people understand.
Well, when you call somebody a water buffalo, where are you? Are you exercising your First Amendment speech to indulge in unpleasant descriptions of somebody, or are you harassing them? How do you?
Well, I think the first time you say it, two things ought to happen. No, you shouldn't go to jail or be thrown out of the college. people should condemn it. You know, I don't hear, every once in a while, somebody on my own, I also do a radio program every day, and somebody will call in and they'll make a, quote, joke. And it might be a joke at an expense of a guest. I will say, that's inappropriate. I'm not going to act like it didn't happen. I'm going to say, that's wrong, that's rude. I'm going to condemn you for saying it. And I think that if more liberals, instead of worrying about passing speech codes, if what they did was to condemn the speaker and say, that's vulgar, that's rude, that's crass, it has no business being said, we would shame some people into changing their behavior and changing their language.
My guest is Barry Lynn, who is both an ordained minister and an attorney. He is the executive director for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. You have been quoted, you were quoted in the Washington Post as saying that the right wing, they're not for some form of generic religious freedom. They are for Christian superiority, that Christians take over the courts. Talk to me about this. And then you went on to say that they're living in this fantasy world where the majority religion, Christianity, is claimed to be literally under attack. Well, it is the majority religion. I don't see how it's under attack. I don't see how Christmas is under attack.
No, that's because, of course, you must live in the loony left of Hollywood. That's what Bill O'Reilly told me once, but about me. But the truth is, here's what they say. Because we don't get everything we want, because we don't get as much candy as we can possibly stuff into our fat jowls, we are persecuted. David Limbaugh, who's Rush Limbaugh's younger and somewhat smarter brother, has a whole book out called Persecution. It's got a picture of a lion on the cover. The argument is that the Christians of America are in the same state as some of the Christians in the early days who were thrown to lions by Roman emperors were. It's ridiculous. Of course there's no war against the majority faith. The majority, Christian majority, runs the House of Representatives, runs the United States Senate, has 4.5 votes at least on the Supreme Court, and is sitting in the White House. How can they possibly be persecuted if they run the entirety of the country?
Because they've co-opted something that the left has, and maybe even legal circles have made into a bread and butter issue, and that's victimization. It's a whole academic genre now. The richest women, men in America now see themselves as victims. Now here is the majority religious group seeing itself. We're in an Orwellian universe where black is white, up is down, and the people who are in the majority see themselves as being victimized, that somehow they are little rabbits being victimized by some unknown majority.
Yes, I mean, it really is. It's quite bizarre, actually, because these are the people who, on the one hand, hate it when anybody else says, well, look, you know, I really am victimized. They ridicule the idea that women do not have the same status as men, that African Americans don't have the same status as other ethnic groups in this country. That they laugh about, and then they turn right around and say, oh, but it's Christians. We're really the persecuted minority, or the persecuted majority, which is, one of those oxymorons. How could you be persecuted if you're the person making the rules? Your group is making the rules for everybody. But they don't want generic religion. If you say to the average guy that I debate on television, like Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson, well, you know, I'm religious, they'd say, that doesn't matter. Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? Do you know? In other words, they will ask you 17 different questions because they're not going to be satisfied that if you're spiritual or religious or compassionate, that's not enough. You have to be on the road to the same heaven there.
It's a very narrow road. It's like the little Taliban road. It's a real narrow road.
Yep.
Defined by people who I think haven't a clue what it means to be really spiritual. My guest is Barry Lynn. Can you stay with us a bit longer?
Sure.
Barry Lynn is the executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, uniquely qualified to do so, an ordained minister and an attorney. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid, and I'll tell you, the Spare the Air Day really does continue and on for the next couple of days. Good to conserve the electricity and keep it down because we're going to reach about 107 on Sundays. Lows tonight near 70. Now, eastbound Cap City Freeway, just westbound Cap City Freeway, slow traffic at Cal Expo. So stay clear of that. It looks like a Free Ridge Road. Once again, and as usual, I know I always make fun of that area right there, but there really is always a lot of traffic. The ghosts still haven't been contained on Placerville and on 50 there as well. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an inner tube from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time, the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply, sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sit on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete bishop is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
According to Enid, we'll set you free. Call her now at
349-1320. 444 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. My guest is Barry Lynn, who is the Executive Director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. He's both a minister and an attorney. Barry, you tell us again about the book that you have coming out.
Yeah, the book that's coming out is called Piety and Politics. You can get it at a pretty deep discount pre-release at Amazon or your other favorite vendor, but I know that Amazon's got a good deal on it right now. And you can also learn about Americans United by going to AU.org. Take a look at some of our petition campaigns. Take a look at some of our local activity, because people all over the country are forming local chapters of Americans United. They're getting active in ones that already exist. They're making a difference in their own communities on a wide range of issues where it seems to be sound science, the Constitution, that are being beheaded by the religious intolerance we find on the right.
What's coming up that we ought to know about from the religious right that is probably under our radar?
Okay, well, a couple of things that are coming, you know, I mentioned how they're trying to take over the courts quite literally by starting these new law schools and then interjecting their graduates into prominent places as law clerks and so on. There's also some other interesting legislation coming forward. One bill would actually permit churches to do the kind of partisan politicking that we were talking about a few minutes ago. This is a bill proposed by Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. He's been pretty clear. In fact, he said publicly once he hoped that if we could eliminate the Internal Revenue Service code restriction on endorsing candidates, that would help the big mega churches in the South elect more Republicans. So at least he was candid and honest. I have to give him credit for that. That's a bill. The other thing that we have to keep watching always is the president's faith-based initiative. This, of course, is the idea that you give money to charities, religious charities, to do their ministry, essentially, the very things that ought to be paid for out of the pockets of members, not out of the taxpayers' own contributions to running the federal government. And in the president's idea of what happens when you give money to a church, the church is able to discriminate in the hiring of people to fill job openings solely on the basis of religion, even if they're using federal money. Now, think about that. You could have a sign up at your place that's advertising for two administrators and say, oh, by the way, no Jews allowed.
And also no gays allowed.
No gays allowed, no women who might now be or might ever be pregnant and unmarried. You know, all of those religious ideas that people are entitled, obviously, to have, but they're not entitled to have these bigoted views, in my judgment, and I think in the judgment of the courts when we able ultimately to get these into the courts, it's not okay to be a bigot with federal tax dollars.
What about the stem cell research bill that the president vetoed today? I call him, by the way, my name for him is George W. Dickey Bush, because in that way I can say there are two dicks running the White House. And this one, Dickey, vetoes the first veto of his presidency. Instead, what he did is hid behind signing statements because he didn't want to risk an override of a veto, and here he apparently won't have one. Talk to me about what he has done today and the implications of it.
Okay, stem cell research is a scientific and medical issue. It obviously has ethical implications, but not the way the president sees it. The president today vetoed a bill that would have simply allowed for more federal funding of embryonic stem cell research, that is, the stem cells that are in frozen embryos. Frozen embryos. There are 400,000 of them around. If we don't use them for medical research, almost every one of the 400,000 will be discarded as medical waste. Nevertheless, the president says they're really human beings.
He talks about how immoral it is to take life in this way, which is going to get flushed down anyway. The stuff is going to get destroyed. So I don't understand the argument here.
No, the argument is completely insane. And in fact, even people like Senator Orrin Hatch, with whom I rarely agree, even he's very anti-abortion, anti-choice, but even he voted for the bill to expand these opportunities because he understands that no one's creating embryos in order to harvest them, a phrase sometimes used by the right. We're talking about what to do with 400,000 frozen embryos, most of which will be thrown out in the garbage anyway. If that's pro-life, then I'm a petunia.
But what about the life that already exists, that's already ambulatory, not what's a cluster of cells in a petri dish someplace? What happened to that life that might need this research to combat ongoing disease?
Yeah, well, you see, that's why you're just one of those ultra-sympathetic liberals. You actually care about people who are here, who are dying. And the research options and possibilities are tremendous here. We're talking about heart disease, spinal cord injury.
Diabetes.
Cancer, and all of this. But instead, we want to stop it. All this means, by the way, is it's being done in the United Kingdom, it's being done in Australia, it's being done in Korea. In fact, people are leaving California universities and going to places in Britain because there the British government supports this kind of research and also, by the way, controls it from being runaway, dangerous research. Here it's all, if you got the money, you might still be able to do some of this research, but you're accountable to no one.
All right, so what's the argument then for federal funding as opposed to private funding? Private funding is going to do whatever is profitable, and federal funding will do what?
But federal funding will allow for some control that says we are going to look and make sure that you're dealing with these issues and these ethical questions in a morally responsible and legal manner so that you don't violate anyone's rights, so that you don't coerce people into giving up embryos that they might themselves want, that you don't set a market in embryos. I mean, all the things that would have a negative impact, including a negative impact on the poor, could be viewed. There'd be oversight if we had federal funding, but we don't. It's completely insane. By the way, the veto thing, there's a lot of confusion about this. He vetoed it in private, but then he held a press conference about an hour later with what he calls snowflake babies. He must have had just about every baby ever born from one of these frozen embryos there. They were crawling all over the place, and that's wonderful. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're alive, and they call them snowflake babies. As if to say all the other 400,000 frozen embryos are going to become snowflake babies, and they're not. It's very blunt. They're going to become medical waste. That's what they're going to be called. They could be saving lives. They could be regenerating nerve tissue. They could be helping people walk. If the president has a lot of policies that many of us think are causing unnecessary death throughout the world. And here it is, first veto. And what does he do? Vetoes something that would save life instead of kill it.
Let's go to the phones very quickly and to Sam in Sacramento. Hi, Sam. You're live with Enid and with Barry Lynn on AM 1320.
Hey, how you guys doing? You know what? I'm really disappointed. In about an hour or so, I'm going over to visit a friend of mine, a gentleman who's in a wheelchair. And I haven't had a chance to speak with him yet, but I know that this was a real body blow for him today. You know, it seems, first of all, I believe out of the 400,000, they're only talking that they would want 100 of these to create their strands with. But it seems that the president is so worried about the morals and ethics on the part of the scientists that he forgets about his own morals and ethics. And this is a man who's putting his religious beliefs above what the people really want.
Well, Sam, I couldn't agree with you more. I thank you very much for the call. Barry, we just have really just a couple of seconds left. Are you still here with?
Yes, I am.
Any thought that you want to leave us with? Actually, we have to take a break right now. Any thought that you want to leave us with very, very quickly?
I'll tell you, Sam's right. You only need about 100 of these because they duplicate themselves. They replicate themselves. You don't even need 400,000. But this is one of the times when religion is trumping science. If you want our children to be ignorant, if you want the public to be sick, go along with the president's plan on these ideas. If you want to do justice to everyone, let's look for other solutions.
Delighted that you could join us today.
Thank
Barry
you,
Lynn,
sir.
Who is the executive director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. You know, our ozone layer is getting a little thinner, as they say, although in Colfax and Auburn's looking pretty good. 107 throughout the next couple of days. Eastbound Cap City Freeway and westbound Cap City Freeway. Look for slow traffic at Cal Expo, especially on eastbound 80. Slow traffic from downtown to Northgate. We have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Back with more Enid Live. It is AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
win $3 million.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh my goodness, so much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about the war is the Catholic Church. Oh yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following the story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? We'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. It's simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The first large group of American evacuees from Lebanon has arrived in Larnaca, Cyprus, aboard the chartered cruise ship Orient Queen. CBS News reporter Amy Gutman reports the first people off were the sick and elderly, some on stretchers.
It did take a while to start disembarking the rest of the passengers, but now it's a steady stream. We're seeing entire families, young children, couples, lots of strollers.
The U.S. State Department had counselors ready to help the evacuees find hotel rooms and flights home. From Tel Aviv, CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv reports the Israelis launched a major airstrike in southern Beirut tonight.
A military official here says dozens of Israeli planes were involved in this raid, dropping 23 tons of explosives on one target, a bunker where some of Hezbollah's top leaders are believed to have taken shelter. That Shiite Muslim group says the Israeli bombs actually hit nothing important, just a construction site for a mosque in a neighborhood already heavily damaged.
Hezbollah denies that any of its leaders were killed. Two Israeli children were killed today by Hezbollah missiles fired at the holy city of Nazareth. President Bush cast his very first veto today, blocking a bill that would expand federal support for embryonic stem cell research.
If this bill were to become law, American taxpayers would, for the first time in our history, be compelled to fund the deliberate destruction of human embryos. And I'm not going to allow it.
Supporters of the measure say the embryos left over after fertility treatments would otherwise be discarded. But late today, they were unable to muster enough votes in the House to override.
The yeas are 235 and the nays are 193. Two-thirds not having voted in the affirmative, the bill is rejected.
The veto stands. Earlier today, the House passed a symbolic measure to shield the Pledge of Allegiance from interference by federal judges. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that.
Upset that a federal court in California ruled school children shouldn't recite the phrase "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance, House Republicans passed a bill stripping federal courts of all jurisdiction over any cases involving the pledge. State courts could still hear them, but under this bill, their decisions could never be appealed to the Supreme Court. It's not likely the Senate will even take this bill up before the Congress adjourns.
Chairman Ben Bernanke moved the market today. The Dow rose 212 points, back over 11,000, after he told Congress that the slowing economy should keep inflation under control. But Bernanke refused to rule out more interest rate hikes because of the volatile energy situation.
Expectations of a leveling out of oil prices have been consistently disappointed in recent years. And as the experience of the past week suggests, possible increases in these and other commodity prices remain a risk to the inflation outlook.
Oil prices are declining after last week's run-up. Today, crude fell to $72.90 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Everyone but you, right? You can start making a profit in real estate immediately without using any of your own money. Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate, and now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with creative real estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now, and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year, doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-953-9790 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now, doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way, with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-953-9790. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-953-9790.
A Maryland law aimed at forcing Walmart to provide health care for all its employees in the state has been struck down by a federal judge. WBAL Radio's Robert Lang reports.
In a 32-page decision, federal judge J. Frederick Motz wrote Walmart faces threatened injury from the Maryland law requiring it to spend at least 8% of its payroll on employee health care or else pay the difference in higher taxes. State House Speaker Michael Bush, who led the effort to override Governor Robert Ehrlich's veto of the measure, says without the law, Walmart will leave its employees without adequate health care and other companies will have to pay for it.
And every large corporation that doesn't pay into for their health care benefits, ultimately all the other corporations of the state pick up their costs of health care.
Maryland was the first state in the nation to enact such a law. Robert Lang for CBS News, Baltimore.
They say don't cry over spilled milk, but what about cream? In Germany, the driver of a dairy truck fell asleep at the wheel. The truck crashed and ruptured, spilling some 5,000 gallons of cream. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Hey, Clay Gregory.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Oh, 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Let me remind you that tomorrow's my last show. I'm going to take about a week off. I'll be back with you on August 1st. And we'll start all over again, considering the issues that we need that are worth our attention. And if you just joined us, I think you missed a really good guest, and that was Barry Lynn, an ordained minister and an attorney, not a combination that you find frequently. And he is the executive director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, talking about the massive amounts of hypocrisy that we see going on among the religious right, people who call themselves religious. I don't know if they really fulfill that definition, but you know what? We're such a branded society now. You can call yourself anything, and nobody questions it. And we're losing at every single moment the ability to think critically. You know, the research that I have cited you that was done a couple of years ago that is so distressing. This is graduate students who cannot look at two medicine, who can't compare two editorials with each other, who lack the critical thinking skills and sufficient to understand the directions on a medicine bottle, if you can believe that. I mean, I can't believe that this is actually true, but apparently it is. Since I'm going to be taking off, tomorrow will be my last show for about a week, I thought that we should just do what we like to do a lot here, and that's the flea market of ideas. So I have lots of things that I want to talk about, and you might have lots of things on your mind as well. 349-1320 is the number, 866-626-1320. You can always email me, enid@kctc.com, or go to our website, because we stream live, 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You might win a $1,400 bicycle. You can click on my page and see what I've got cooking, and you might want to send a check to Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson for their legal defense fund if you're able to do it. And also things that I want to recommend to you to consider doing, because it has been reported that the Democrats don't have enough operational staff on the ground. They don't have enough infrastructure on the ground. What have they been thinking about? We got an election coming up, but I have the same feeling right now in California that I did with John Kerry in Colorado when I was working in Colorado. They're not stepping on the gas, and I have that feeling with Phil Angelides. He better start stepping on the gas. They better start doing something to really put him front and center. He is way too hanging back, and I really think Arnold could be more vulnerable if the Democrats could harness all the anger we feel toward this administration. Well, we have to talk about it. I know you don't want to, but we have to. The arena that won't die, the snake that has many heads. Well, the good news is that there is an alliance that opposes talks on the arena. Conservative taxpayers group, a liberal grassroots organization, all call for a stop to the negotiations. So here's a place where the conservatives and the liberals are apparently coming together. The Conservative Sacramento County Taxpayers League and People United for a Better Sacramento, a liberal grassroots organization, convened an impromptu news conference yesterday to urge a halt to arena talks. I'm sure it will have no impact at all, but think of it. I didn't realize, because, you know, you pay the sales tax and you try not to think too much about it. But it looks like our sales tax in Sacramento is 7.75%, so 7.75 cents. And this would push it to 8 cents. It's sort of like that deal between $7.99 sounds like a lot less than $8. Well, $7.75 sounds like a lot less than $8. So here you have rich people, and you have people saying exactly that. You have people who are rich. If they want to have a new stadium and they think it's going to be so great for Sacramento, fine. Do what the Niners are doing. Have private monies put it together. The rail yards, whatever you want to do, great. It'll make anybody rich who owns any kind of land contiguous to that area. It will be a gold rush for those people. But if that's what Sacramento thinks it wants to do, and actually in Denver, they have Coors Field, they have lots, and Invesco is not that far away from downtown either, Mile High, what used to be called Mile High Stadium. But Coors Field is just great. You can walk from your office to a ball game. It makes the downtown so livable. It's so wonderful to be in a town where you can walk it. And that's what's so nice about downtown Sacramento, and that's what's so not nice about the sprawl surrounding Sacramento, or downtown or midtown Sacramento. But the sprawl surrounding it is trash-laden in lots of places. I mean, we have so many problems here. And to think that an arena is going to solve those problems, forget about it. It's of, by, and for rich people, and poor people are expected to pick up the tab. I think that that is unconscionable. So I will be surprised if it gets the traction it needs to in time for the ballot, but you never know. They got a lot of high-ranking people working on this thing. You have any comments you want to make about it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Here's a case where you have an alliance between conservatives and liberals. What did Woody Allen say? When the lamb and the lion lay down to sleep with each other. Wait, when the lamb lays down with the lion. How do you put it? When the lamb lays down with the lion, neither one of them are going to get any sleep. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. Here's something that's going on, and I don't know how much you're feeling it, but the market is now back up again a little bit. But we are beginning to see a situation where people are really feeling pinched at the pump. And with these high temperatures, I mean, think about it. People who are the most elderly, the older among us and the youngest among us, are the people who are most vulnerable in these really, really three-digit hot days. Some people don't have air conditioning. Other people have air conditioning, but they can't afford to pay the huge bills that they are going to incur if they turn on their air conditioners. And sometimes it's people who are really vulnerable. If you're elderly, if you're ill, and this weather is just so oppressive, it doesn't help your situation any. And yet, even if you have air, some people don't have it. And even if you do have it, it's going to be expensive for you to cool your home. What do you do in a case like that? How do you handle it? Because there are people now in the dilemma of figuring out whether or not they can pay for the gas that they need in order to go to work, or they can pay for some of the basics. For some people, it's come down to gas or food. I don't know how many people, I don't know what the percentages are, stopping for gas on a recent evening commute. One man, Joseph Godino, paused to make a call before feeding his credit card into the pump's built-in reader. He listened as a recorded voice delivered welcome news. His card still had $88 of credit available, so the gas up was a go. He said, "I had to phone up to find out if I had enough credit in there to fill up." His workday round-trip commute is a whopping 200 miles. "The gas is just really hurting me," he says. "I don't know what to do. I can't quit my job or I'd lose my house." He is a truck driver, and he has signed up for extra shift and for financial counseling, and his wife has gone back to work to add income, but he has fallen farther and farther behind. With his gas cards maxed out, he has switched to filling his tank using a Visa card. California's sky-high gasoline prices are slamming people like this and other motorists who had been barely getting by. Californians, saddled with the nation's priciest gasoline outside of Hawaii, and remember, everything has to be brought into Hawaii, are paying more than 70 cents a gallon extra compared with a year ago, and nearly a dollar more than two summers back. The wallop is worsened by interest rates that are at their highest levels in more than 5 years, boosting adjustable rate mortgages and credit card bills and jacking up the minimum payments on most credit cards. Economists have largely shrugged off the financial effect of higher fuel costs on consumers. They say that gas demand and road vacations continue to rise, and that today's pump prices only recently approached the record high retail prices that forced drivers to pay the inflation adjusted equivalent of $3 a gallon for gas for a short time in 1981. But a lot of people are the evidence of what's going on is showing up at the low end of the wage scale, and anecdotal evidence suggests that high gas costs are forcing people to make adjustments at nearly all income levels, and that is especially so in California. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And one of the things that there needs to be a groundswell about is the re-regulation of rates. It's, if, I don't know what you're paying. Maybe you can tell me, because I haven't been here long enough this time to tell you what the air what kind of air conditioning rates I'm going to have to pay. But what are you paying in the way of air conditioning, of energy bills that will cover your air conditioning? Isn't it more expensive than the heating bills, or is it about the same? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Are you in a position where you have to decide where the gas cost of gasoline is making you decide whether or not you can afford to, you know, whether you got to decide about food on the table or gas in the car? Has it gotten that bad for you? Because I'm going to tell you, in a related but unrelated story, casual dining restaurants are seeing more and more empty seats because the economy is slowing down. Some consumers are eating out less often. So if you're in a salary situation where the price of gasoline is killing you, and it's in three digits, you know, the temperature, so the price of cooling your place to live is killing you, then maybe you're cutting costs in other areas. Places like Outback, places like Applebee's, places like the Cheesecake Factory are reporting slides in sales at stores open at least 1 year. So many of their stocks are hovering at 52-week lows. Some folks are eating out less. Others are trading down to fast food. Some are skipping dessert or ordering less wine. The result is that casual dining's growth is slowing and is no longer outpacing the industry. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tim in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes, Enid. My name is Tim. And I'm a self-employed truck driver. I own several trucks, and I've spent 10 years of my life building my business up, where I had four trucks and three drivers. And now, because of the high diesel prices that I'm having to pay, I'm having to park my trucks and lay off my drivers. And I'm really angry about that.
How much, you know, they're saying that California pays more for gas per gallon than any place else in the country except for Hawaii. I wonder how much more on average we're paying per gallon. And you had four trucks and four drivers?
I had four trucks and, yes, four trucks and three drivers.
And three drivers. And how many trucks do you think you're going to be able to afford to continue to roll?
Well, I have to park. I've got two of them parked. I have to park one more. That'll make two of them Friday, and that driver is going to have to be laid off. And then I have to get back in the truck myself and drive one, and have an employee drive another one.
So, are you saying that you don't? I presume you had four trucks and three drivers because you had enough business to sustain it. Do you not have as much business now in addition to the high cost of gas?
Well, we had kind of a bad year as far as the freight went this year. But the main thing that's driving that, the one big cost that's made this happen is the cost of diesel, because it's gone up above, I think I'm paying somewhere around $3.17 a gallon right now. And it's taken all of the profits that I made on employee-driven trucks, and it's just vanished. It's where I actually lose money now with the same volume of business putting an employee in a truck.
So you have to do it. You're not able to pay that employee salary because your margins have been so far reduced. If you drive the truck, can you make a go of it?
Well, it used to be you could make a pretty good living at it, but now it's, with me driving my own truck, I'll be making just maybe a little bit more than an employee made, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. So it's not that great.
It's not that great, but you get to be your own boss.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're ahead of the game, and you're not making, you know, you're not in the hole, and I assume that it's enough to support you, is it?
Yes, it is. Well, I used to be able to support myself and my family, just me working and my wife not working, but now she's had to go to work.
Well,
make ends meet, so.
This is very tough, and I don't think you're alone in this, Tim. I think there are more and more people who are going to be, I think it affects all of us. And if you're on a fixed income, for example, you have to make some very, very difficult choices.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm really glad that you called in, and I don't know what do you see? Do you see it mitigating anytime soon, or you see getting worse, or what do you see if you're looking into the tea leaves?
Well, I can only see it getting worse with the situation in the Middle East and the way that the current administration's policies, you know, are dealing with those situations. I don't foresee the cost going down, and the trucking business is so competitive, we can only charge a certain rate. We can't go above that because there's the big companies just come in and take everything. And so that's forcing the smaller guys like me to basically, and I'm not the only person that's doing it. There's a lot of us that are just parking our trucks and walking away because we just can't afford to, you know, put fuel in them anymore. It's the biggest cost. It used to be about, I'd say, 2 years ago, it was probably about 24% of my cost, and now it's over 40%.
Wow.
And you only run about a 16% profit on an employee-driven truck. So all that's vanished. Good days are gone.
Well, Tim, I'm really sorry to hear that, and I hope that you're not right when you look into the tea leaves, but I suspect that things are going to be tough for a while. I think they're going to get tougher before they get better. And I hope that they eventually get better, but I'm not entirely certain that that's going to be the case. I thank you very much for the call and wish you lots of good luck. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. My question is, to what extent are you beginning to feel the pinch with rising gas prices? Does it affect your business as it affects Tim's? You heard what he had to say. Are you having to make choices? Are you so insulated from it because you're doing very well that for you it's just, you know, the cost of doing business, you're able to absorb it? What about the costs of air-conditioned cooling your home with these three-digit temperatures, stressing out because of the heat waves all over the country, stressing out the whole electrical grid system? And I hate to see what the bills are going to be for what it's cost to cool people's places, you know, your homes. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Spare the air day and please on for the next couple of days. Very important. We have lows tonight right around 70, though. Nice and warm. I mean, I slept with my window open last night. Tomorrow and on for the next couple of days, 107, and we may reach 110 on Sunday. Now, as far as the traffic goes, looking pretty good in this 5:30 rush hour traffic hour. Eastbound 80 slow traffic, though, at Northgate. One lane blocked is due to a three-vehicle accident eastbound Cap City Freeway, and as well, westbound Cap City Freeway is slow traffic to Cal Expo. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Well, it was a weird and wild one on Wall Street today. Initially, prospects for stocks looked rather dim after the Labor Department's report on consumer price inflation. While the headline price index came in at 0.2%, that's a rise as expected, more closely watched core CPI, which does not factor in food and energy, rose by 0.3%, higher than forecast. One of the primary factors behind the slowing economy is the cooling housing market. Investors got some more evidence that housing is on thin ice from the Commerce Department, which said June housing starts decreased by 5.3%. The report follows an industry survey released yesterday that showed confidence among home builders slid to its lowest level in 25 years. Happily, Fed Chairman Bill Bernanke came to the rescue, hinting that the interest rate hike increases we've seen over the last 2 years or so may have come to an end. Well, that lit a fire into Wall Street. The Dow closed up 212 points, the second highest rise this year, to 11,011. NASDAQ added 37 to 2080. Look at one of the stocks in the news today, Visa and MasterCard, which agreed to pay $3 billion to settle a retailer's antitrust suit, have been targeted by U.S. and European authorities, now face congressional scrutiny over their business practices. The Senate Judiciary Committee examined merchants' claims that the two dominant credit card companies collude with their member banks to fix prices on the fees banks charge each other to complete consumer purchases. The fees amount to $25 billion a year and lead to higher merchant charges, according to the retailers. That didn't hurt MasterCard any. They jumped $1.38 today to $45.28. Taking a look at the bond market, had a pretty good day, as you might well imagine. The 30-year long bond jumped 0.7%, sharply dropping the yield on the long bond to 5.11%. Oil took a bit of a breather today, down 88 cents to $72.66 a barrel. And gold jumped $13.30 to $642.80 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:26 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. We're getting closer and closer and closer to the weekend. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about, you know, here's the bee. It's got a piece in the front page today or somewhere. I think it's in the front page. As gas prices rise, commuters are turning to public transit. Some people have decided it's way too expensive to drive, and the thing that they need to do is to get involved with public transit. Now, public transit works for some people, and for some people it doesn't. It's simply not convenient for a lot of people. Depends on where you are and where you live and where you gotta go. The Chronicle came out with an editorial for the bullet train. I wish we had bullet trains to San Francisco. From Sacramento to Los Angeles, I'd love in city center get on, take a train like you do in Europe, be there in a couple of hours. By the time you mess around with going to the airport, it takes forever. You're way out, then you got to figure out how to get back into the city center. It's just a mess. Get on a train, go like a civilized human being, be there in a couple of hours, then come back. You can commute. A lot of people might commute to San Francisco for a lot easier. Now the way it goes is if you go to San Francisco, I think you get as far as Emeryville, and then they bus you over. I mean, the thing is a mess. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So, have the gas prices affected your life? Because there are ancillary things that go on, casual eating spots like Outback, like Cheesecake Factory, those kind, Applebee's, those kinds of places. They're seeing a reduction in clientele. They're seeing a reduction in business. And the thinking is that because gas prices have gone up, some people have to cut corners somewhere, so they're not eating out as often. Do you find that that's happening for you? And look at the price of energy. We're stressed now because the whole country is in the throes of a warming grip. And I don't know what the air conditioning bills are going to be like. And some people are in positions and among the most vulnerable, elderly and, very, you know, who cannot afford to cool their homes if they have cooling systems. 349-1320. John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, John. Thank you.
Okay, this is my opinion. But this, if the Gulf War is making, this war now is making gas prices or oil prices go up so much, how come during the very first Gulf War back in the early 90s, oil prices plummeted? You know, I mean, so I think we're being gouged on that one.
Well, we might be being gouged. I mean, I don't know. The thing is so complicated. The accounting systems are so complicated that even American companies where they're not getting Middle Eastern oil, and they're getting, you know, we're getting it from our own companies. Yeah. They charge the higher prices. And why is California paying so much more than the rest of the country? And why isn't Arnold checking into it? And everybody's hands are dirty because they're getting all this oil money. I don't get it.
Yeah, and also, a few years ago, when gas prices got so high, people didn't fill up their vehicles. They bought just what they needed. And it seemed like it created a surplus and prices came down. So that's a thought there, too.
Has it affected your life at all, John, the rising gas prices?
Yeah, I go from Lodi to Sacramento every day, and, yeah, it has.
How much more are you paying per trip now?
I used to fill up my truck for $20, now it's $40.
Double.
Yeah, and I also like to see something else, too. I like to see the CEO of Exxon go into Applebee's for dinner and have the manager give him a bill for $10,000 for dinner. Then he'll know how we feel buying his gasoline.
I'd like to see that happen too, John. Thank you for the call. 349-1320. Catherine in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Catherine.
Oh, I wanted to say something about being on a very low income and trying to make it.
Yes, please.
I became slowly disabled years ago, and I've come to the point now that my disability is running out totally. It was only $800, but plus I got Social Security, but that's only about $700. So when that's gone, my understanding is SSI is going to be about 836.
Wait a minute. Are you on two forms of income that they're going to take away from you?
Yes. Half of it's going to be gone in 2 months. Half of it will be gone. And I've barely been able to make it on that. What will happen, though, is that the Social Security will go up because I won't have any income. And
right.
So I'll get a little bit of SSI, which will bring it up to a total monthly, my understanding is, of 836.
How are you going to manage?
Well, you know, I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to make it. It's not going to be, but it's not very fair and it's not fun. She's only 28, and she just works. I mean, she's just a regular person, you know. So she's just going to help me to be able to eat. You know,
Do you own your own home?
Yes, and you know the payment on the house is $500 for, you know, the actual payment.
Mm-hmm.
But then you turn around, and what's killing me is the insurance and the taxes and all of those other expenses. And I don't know. I haven't gotten a bill yet from, now I love SMUD. I think they're just wonderful, but I haven't got a bill from them yet for the cooling.
What is it typically, you've lived there for a while, so what does it typically run? Or is it going to be more this year, probably?
Last year it was not bad. It really wasn't. The cooling was so much cheaper than it was in the winter for the heating. The heating was very expensive, but the cooling,
I always thought it was the other way around.
Well, but it's the way I have it set up. I just have one room that I cool.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, and that works really well. I just got one of those little cheap things that was $89, but they work really well.
And you're not able to drive, or you are?
Yes, I do drive. I don't have to drive very much, so I've only probably filled my car up 3 times all year. So I don't. I just go to the doctor and the store. And one thing I do, I have a neighbor, and we go to the store together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of neat.
Oh, we'll see. So that's good. So that's people can kind of carpool with the people that they know.
And that's really fun, actually. I mean, I really enjoy that. It's much more fun to do it that way.
Yes, it is. Yes, but, it is. So that's a good tip to pass on to people.
But they need to do something about the people that are on this, because I'll be all right, but other people just, a couple of years ago, I have asthma really bad, and you can really die quickly from that. And there was a woman that was living on the river that died of asthma. I don't know if it was last summer or the one before. I think it was 2 years ago. And I'll never forget it, because I was here with the same thing, but I have a telephone, and we usually have, right now we're having some problems, but usually we have just a wonderful system. And if I dial 911, I get immediate help, and they save my life. But if I'm out at the river and I have no telephone and I'm homeless, no one's going to save my life.
Well, but you're talking about an extreme situation. Mm-hmm. But you're also talking about a situation that is something we have to consider, because, you know, loaves and fishes is always needs help. But what does the city power structure want? They want an arena, and they want you to pay for it, Catherine. They want to hit you with an extra a quarter cent sales tax to make it from 7¾ to 8 cents, so that rich people can frolic there, a place that you will find it, and many people will find it hard to be able to buy the ticket to go if they were even inclined. I thank you very much for the call, and I am really wishing you well. It sounds like you have it all under control.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320. Steve in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. There's a couple things I want to talk about. First, I just want to comment on the new arena. If we're going to have to ante up for the money to build it, then perhaps we ought to get a percentage of the profits that happen instead of, you know, the players and the owners and all that. But
oh, no, you're not going to get anything. The Maloofs are going to get. We're going to pay for it, but the Maloofs get the profits.
Yeah.
How do I sign up for that? I want to sign up for that program.
No, I mean the taxpayers. But anyway, I'm familiar. I work in social services, and there's some programs out there for folks like the previous caller that called in that folks might not be aware of. One is called HEAP, H-E-A-P. That's Heating Energy Assistance Program, and it's through the state. You have to be low income, but they will help. And also through Salvation Army, there's a program called REACH, R-E-A-C-H, and they'll help you if you have like a shutoff notice because you can't afford to pay your bill. But then also in Sacramento, there's a community group called InfoLine Sacramento, and they're a clearing agency for nonprofit CBOs in Sacramento where folks can try to hook up and get help that they need.
Thank you so much, Steve, for those resources. So HEAP is one resource. The Salvation Army is another resource. And what's the third one again?
InfoLine Sacramento.
InfoLine Sacramento, and that's a place where people who are low income can hook up?
Well, actually, that's for everybody. I mean, they have hundreds of community-based organizations there, and they're on the web, too.
Okay, Steve, I thank you very much for that. That's excellent. Thanks so much for sharing it. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, that energy thing kind of hit right here with the ozone layer and the Spare the Air Day. Very important to keep that at a minimal if you can. I know it's pretty hot, and it's going to be 107 and maybe 110 to Sunday. Tonight, lows near 70. Now, our traffic's looking pretty good. Energy saving, maybe not. I think not. Very slow. Eastbound Cass City Freeway and westbound Cap City Freeway. As well, Free Ridge Road, 99 northbound. It is very, very slow, almost to a stop due to two accidents, one on the right-hand side and one before Mack Road. Back with more Enid Live, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Is my family at...
Send messages.
Of course, we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I.
If you send messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send mixed messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send mixed messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
I'll always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com. And remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:41 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. But your goddess is going to her high school class reunion is one of the things I'm doing. Yes, and tomorrow's my last show. Well, I'm visiting friends in Denver first. And then I'm going on to The Land That Time Forgot. And I hope you'll forget me while I'm gone. But I'll be back August the 1st. So we got a lot of things that we got to wrap up. And I haven't gotten the deep doo-doo-doo-doo-little yet. But we're talking about whether or not the price of gasoline has affected you at this point. It is certainly affecting the rate at which people are going into what are called casual dining places, like Outback, that kind of place. And the thinking is, it's because somebody's you got to cut corners somewhere, and some people are really having a hard time with gas prices, with energy prices, especially in this kind of weather. Clay in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Clay.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right, this is first time caller, actually, first time listener.
Well, thank you. How'd you find us? Were you just surfing?
Yeah, I just surfed to the AM channel. I'm tired of listening to the bebop music, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, I drive a heavy-duty tow truck for a living here in Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
And the price of fuel has definitely gone on everybody. I mean, we have entered a implement to help ourselves as far as the fuel surcharge. And also, you also notice a lot of companies going under.
Well, how has it affected you specifically, Clay?
Well, we get paid on a commission basis, and less trucks on the road means less breakdowns and less money for me.
And can you look at a hit to your pocketbook of a certain percentage?
I'd probably say about 10-15%.
Wow.
Yeah, last year at this time I was probably up to about 60,000 for the year, and this year it's down to 40, so.
Wow.
That's quite a big jump.
That is quite a big jump. Wow. Yeah. Well, I thank you for calling in. I don't know what to say other than we hope that the gas prices go down, but I have a feeling that's not going to be the case. I mean, I think they're just going to keep going up.
Yeah, I do believe so. I do believe so.
You did? Did you vote for this president?
For Bush?
Yeah.
I'm not really allowed to vote, so.
What do you mean you're not? Oh, you can't vote right now?
Well,
I got that. Uh-oh. I gotcha. But if you had voted, who would you have voted for?
Well, that's hard to say because it's hard to tell. How's that?
Okay. I thank you, Clay, for the call and wishing you lots of good luck. 349-1320. Jen in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. Just really quick, I want to address a lot of things, but the first thing I want to make sure that I address is the gentleman, I think his name was Steve, and he called earlier, and he was telling you about the programs that were available for the poor, and unfortunately, those programs are very low-funded, and so perhaps maybe at best 20% of the low incomes can actually get through and take advantage of the resources that they have, and then and you're on the phone for hours and hours and days, and then they tell you we're out of money, try back next year. Secondly, about
how do you know that? Have you tried, or are you part
of
those?
I tried for my mother. My mother's disabled, and we tried for about 3 weeks in trying to get through, and then they told us, and this was way back in, I'd say, March or April, and they explained it. Well, you know, we're a very small funded program, and that's why the information is not out there to everybody, because they cannot fund everybody. And so, I mean, I know that he means well, but the programs are out there, I guess, to make it look like they're really trying, but in actuality, they're really not. And then on the electricity bill, I wanted to tell you, I had my air conditioner went out. My bills during the summertime of last year were anywhere from $300 to $400 while I had the air conditioner working. This past month, because my air conditioner does not work, it was $87. I mean, you do the math. That is outrageous to have.
Are you a SMUD customer? Or are you a PG&E customer?
I am both. I live in the Sacramento area, and I have both SMUD and PG&E. And right now,
and how many square feet is your place, would you say?
I'm sorry?
How many square feet is your place?
16, almost 1,700 square feet.
Okay.
But right now, because my heater, my air conditioner doesn't work, it, again, $67, as opposed to when it did work, and it was $300. I mean, that is just outrageous to charge
people. I think people have got to start screaming and start demanding rate re-regulation. You have got a lot of Houston. You got a lot of big oil money funding Arnold, for example. And I don't know about Phil, but definitely Arnold is taking that money. And Greg Palast, who is an investigative journalist, pretty well respected, who's covered these issues for a long time, believes that these guys are hiding in the bushes. They're waiting for the election to be over and that they are going to be way more manipulative and way more sophisticated in manipulating us than Enron ever thought to be. So I think we have got to start screaming about it so that some foundation is set.
But Enid, what I don't understand is how can they justify charging people so much money and then at the end of the year they have millions and millions of dollars in profit? That is not even
well, nobody is even launching an investigation. At any time you even bring it up in the legislature, it dies because there's so much oil money that is going to legislators in this state. So it is going nowhere, and Arnold's not doing a damn thing about it.
Exactly. And one other point that I wanted to make, and this is regarding the rise in the gas prices and the oil prices. They continue, like you said, to continue to raise it higher and higher, and then they blame conflicts and issues. Maybe an oil refinery have a fire or whatever. But what people need to understand and remember is the oil and gas that we use now has been stored for years. We do not use any of the new oils, and we get oil from Mexico and even our own homeland. And so it's not even logical to say, okay, well, you know, there's a problem over there, so we have to raise your gas over here. It's not even logical because we're not even using it.
Well,
right,
nobody's
now
even investigating what the story is and to what extent things are being manipulated, the way energy was being manipulated in the height of rolling blackouts in Enron. I was here, and it was hideous. Yes. But, Jen, we're going to have to say goodbye. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Fred in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid, first-time listener and first-time caller.
How'd you find us? Were you just surfing?
I was definitely surfing and wanted to listen to something different, and then I heard your the comments you're having about the gas prices.
Is this affecting you? Gas prices are affecting everybody, but the question is, can you afford the being affected, or can you not afford it?
Enid, the situation is what it is, and it's, I know it's hard for everybody and myself, but I had some solutions for myself to help me.
Okay. I liked the one woman who said that she now goes shopping with her friend, which is great because the more you can get together with your friends, you can save some money and it's a more pleasurable experience. So I like that a lot. But what are your suggestions, Fred?
Well, my suggestions is really simple, actually. But I know one thing is that you maintain your car as much as possible. Even as simple as changing the motor oil can gain you a couple of miles per gallon, maybe more than that, if you do it on a consistent basis.
Okay.
And another real simple thing is checking the pressure in your tires. I've actually done this, and it's actually made a big difference.
All right, so where is it worse? If your tires are underinflated, are you using more energy, more gas?
Most definitely. If your tires are underinflated by more than 3 pounds, if they're all, together with 3 pounds, you will actually use up more gas in your car.
Significantly more gas in your car?
Significantly. I would say you could, if you had, let's just say, for instance, you have your vehicle and your tire pressure should be at 40 and you're like at 34 pounds, you could actually lose maybe at 2 to 3 gallons per mile on that.
Wow.
Because the car has to work harder to roll down the street, but if you have the proper pressure, it makes that much of a difference.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd add to the list?
No, I just those kind of things, that make a difference.
And think about whether you really need to make the trip somewhere. First of all, these are spare the air days, so you want to think about it. Secondly, can you carpool with a friend?
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Friends, or is there someone elderly that you can actually help out, and so you help in that way as well?
Yes.
Well, Fred, thank you so much for discovering us, and thank you for calling, and thank you for these excellent suggestions. I appreciate them. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, it's nice and hot. Ozone layer looking thin is how they say here in Sacramento. It's going to be near 107 this weekend and up till Sunday, maybe even 110. Lows tonight and through the next couple of days, 70. Spare the air day, so please keep that in mind as we're talking about gas prices. Eastbound 80 slow traffic in Northgate 1 lane is blocked. That traffic accident has not cleaned up. One has became another one since it, and emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The morning.
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to nohagglemortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. Simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. Three things allow nohagglemortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. 3. No haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to nohagglemortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself, or go to nohagglemortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 9th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts matches, which include 3-time UFC champion and UFC Hall of Famer Dan the Beast Severin versus Brian Pardo in the main event. Other matches will include Kengo Ura, Philip Wyman from Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den, Shannon Rich, Taurus Kebab, and others. Visit CacheCreek.com for tickets and information.
Live, I'm yours until 7, so we have time to tie up some loose ends, and we're going to give away, we have some giveaways going on at this flea market of ideas and objet that we call Enid Live. Let's go right to the phones. Art in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Art.
Hello there, how are you?
Good, welcome.
Thank you. I've been listening on the ride home to all the sad discussion with people having their problems with paying for fuel.
Yeah.
I would want to remind them, and it's tough to do this, but you have to do it. They have to remember that we must stop the ruinous policies of this administration. And that means they've got to go out and register to vote if they haven't. And they got to remember to vote when it comes time to vote, because you don't have to be Democrats. You just have to vote for them. It is the Republican Congress that won't overturn the veto on stem cell research. It is a Republican Congress that gives $12 billion in subsidies to oil companies that are making record profits. And we ought to really take a close look at whether those quarterly profits of oil companies are going to go up again. If they're just passing along the costs, then their profits ought not to rise. But if not, they're adding on to the costs and making more and more profits. People have to remember that. This is a consequence of legislation and the inactivity of the Congress to do any, or the non-desire of the Congress
to do anything, and the passivity of the public to allow the inactivity to occur.
Absolutely. They've got to remember this. Take their pain and translate it into action. And they have to remember, they don't have to be Democrats, but they just have to vote for them and put the brakes on what's going on in Washington.
Hear, hear. Very well said, Art, and I thank you for saying it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're going to have a special advanced screening Monday, July 24th, 7 o'clock at the Crest Theater, which is 1013 K Street at 10th and L. Parking is at 10th and L. Straight from the front lines in Iraq, The War Tapes. It's the first war movie filmed by soldiers themselves. Funnier, more revealing, more gut-wrenching than news reports. This is Iraqi Operation Iraqi Freedom as filmed by a number of people. And we're giving away free passes to it. So you be the second caller right now. If you're the second caller who tells us who vetoed the stem cell research bill today, you win a pair of tickets to the Crest Theater, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Be the second caller, and you will win a pair of tickets. Mike.
Listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Lila Baklini of New York was among 1,000 Americans fleeing Lebanon who arrived in Cyprus tonight aboard a cruise ship chartered by the State Department.
It was a very smooth experience, and I'm glad that they did this for us.
Compared with other evacuees who endured crowded vessels with few facilities, she says the Orient Queen was fairly comfortable.
A little tense, but otherwise it's been relaxing. There was a small pool on board, and the passengers who had bathing suits went inside, and there was a little cafe to sit outside and enjoy the scenery a little bit.
The U.S. Navy sends a ship in tomorrow to join the effort, and another cruise ship arrives in Beirut Friday, so the State Department plans to be moving Americans out at the rate of 4,000 a day. A new element has been introduced in the conflict, ground fighting.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. That's the sound of Israeli artillery pounding suspected Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Each time one of the big guns opens fire, it leaves a trail of smoke. And I can feel the ground shaking here. This artillery base has been carved out of a field next to an Arab village as the shells are lobbed over a mountain and into Lebanon. Robert Berger, CBS News, on the Israel-Lebanon border.
Israel staged a massive airstrike in southern Beirut, dropping 23 tons of bombs on what was believed to be a Hezbollah command bunker. Hezbollah issued a statement claiming it was nothing more than a construction site for a mosque and saying none of its leaders died. President Bush wielded his veto pen like a sword today, slicing and dicing a bill that would have expanded federal funding for stem cell research using embryos.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The president sees it as a moral issue.
If this bill were to become law, American taxpayers would, for the first time in our history, be compelled to fund the deliberate destruction of human embryos. And I'm not going to allow it.
It is the first veto of the Bush presidency, a popular move among many conservatives, with notable exceptions, including former First Lady Nancy Reagan and Senators Bill Frist and Orrin Hatch. Democrats will make it a fall campaign issue. The White House says Mr. Bush is getting a bum rap. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Late today, supporters of the measure in the House failed to muster the two-thirds vote needed to override a veto. A new twist in Kirkland, Washington, where the home of an Army reservist in Iraq was destroyed by fire Monday. Four people were found dead, Sergeant Leonid Milken's wife, their two children, and Mrs. Milken's sister. Now, authorities say the victims died of stab wounds to the neck and the fire was deliberately set. They've arrested a suspect. On Wall Street, a good day. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke hinted at a congressional testimony that interest rate hikes might be just about over. That sent the Dow 212 points higher to 11,011. The NASDAQ gained 37 points. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy in the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you. Or if your insomnia doesn't improve, take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
Medical research is pointing to a possible new treatment for Alzheimer's disease. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the story.
Your body makes antibodies to fight substances it doesn't want. When Cornell researchers noticed some Alzheimer's patients lacked antibodies to fight a protein linked to the disease, they got an idea. Give them some using a blood product called immunoglobulin.
The fact that some people seem to be stabilizing on this treatment is really interesting.
William Thee is at the Alzheimer's Association. This was a very small study, though. This treatment is expensive and a long way from everyday use. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The study was detailed at an international conference on Alzheimer's, which also heard about a skin patch that might be used to slow the progress of brain degeneration. The patch delivers a steady dose of the drug Exelon. Doctors say it makes it easier for patients and their caregivers, and they think it might even work a little better that way. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Diane Mintz's.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays, Monday through Fridays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. We're giving away $1,400 bicycle if you click on Left Channel Legion and sign up for that. You can always click on Enid Live to find out what's cooking there. You might want to donate to the Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson Defense Fund, and have the happy pleasure of seeing Karl Rove deposed in all senses of the word, and Dick Cheney the same. And look at Dickey's resume, and if you're just a first-time listener, Dickey's our president, George W. Dickey Bush. And that way I can say that there are two Dicks running the White House. You can always call, and it costs you nothing to do it. It's free. If you are in the 916 area code, it's one of the few free pleasures in life. They used to say there is no free lunch, but there is. And we have free passes, too, to give away on Enid Live. Well, you never know what's going to go on around here. It is a flea market of ideas and things that we give away, and we give away ideas, and we give away passes to movie theater. We give away tickets to Bill Maher, and we're giving away a lot of different things. So you can call at 349-1320 or outside the area code, toll-free, 866-626-1320. And if you miss me while I'm gone, how can you miss me if I won't go away? My shows are archived at whiterosesociety.org. Whiterosesociety.org. And my thanks to Ben Birch for doing that. There's some other housekeeping I want to share with you, but what could it possibly be? Well, let me tell you what we're going to be giving away, and let me get that out of the way. We will be giving away, we have two tickets to give away. This is a special advance screening. And this is going to take place Monday, July 24 at 7 p.m. at the Crest Theater. 1013 K Street and parking is at 10th and L. It is called The War Tapes. Straight from the front lines in Iraq, The War Tapes is the first war movie filmed by soldiers themselves. These are the soldiers that got the story that 2,700 embedded reporters never could do. And this is supposed to be a pretty powerful film. And what you do is, if you win, you pick up the tickets at the Crest Theater box office that evening, which is Monday, July 24 at 7 p.m. So winners can pick up their tickets at the Crest Theater box office Monday night, the night of the show. Get there early, and it is an advance screening. So aren't you lucky? Well, we're going to do that sometime in the 6 o'clock hour, so hang in there with us. I haven't gotten to deep doo-doo-doo-little, but listen to this. If you want to make a difference, roll your sleeves up and sign up for somebody's campaign. You're going to meet people that you like. You might even meet people who become friends of yours for the rest of your life. You'll have fun. It'll be an adventure. So sign up for Charlie Brown's campaign, because listen to this. John Doolittle spent more than $1 million. Oh, my goodness. He spent more than $1 million to win the Republican nomination for the seat that he has held since 1990, so for 16 years. And he heads into a general election battle against Charlie Brown, whose own fundraising has passed the $250,000 mark. We feel that this shows how much trouble Doolittle is in, that he had to spend a lot of money, and he was the incumbent. He reported as having about $260,000 in the bank of June 30th, while Charlie Brown has only about $74,000 in the bank. The chief of staff for Doolittle said that Charlie Brown's fundraising is a long way from the $1 million target he had announced earlier in the campaign. He's got a lot of work to do before he can run a competitive race against us, said Doolittle spokesman. Well, maybe that's because he's not taking bribes, like Mrs. Doolittle is, and like Doolittle himself seems to be. Looks like Doolittle has been bribed by Jack Abramoff. Looks like it, because every time Doolittle did a favor in favor of these Indian tribes, in favor of opening up their gambling casinos, Doolittle, who calls himself anti-gambling Mormon, Mrs. Doolittle would get a big check from Jack Abramoff. Isn't that amazing? And here's a cartoon, Rex Rabin cartoon, or Rex Babin cartoon in the B, and here's the Doolittle campaign, and then the Doolittle commissions. It's called the Sluice Fund. So here they are raking it in, Mrs. Doolittle, Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle. And they're both on the porky side, don't you think? Greedy, cheesy people. They're charging the campaign. They have taken their campaign money, the political action money, which is not very well regulated, and spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars at places like Tiffany, and spas, and all that kind of stuff. And then they charged off $7,000 to $9,000 in child care expenses to their campaign fund, so they get the campaign fund to pay for it. And then Mrs. Doolittle rakes off 15% off the top. It goes right into her pocket, their pocket. And he makes $165,000, and she's already pulled in way over $100,000 this year. 349-1320. Is this okay with you? Is this who you want representing you in Congress? People who have really deep pockets, and the reason they have them is to get all those bribes, to have room for all those bribes in their pockets. The B says that what the Doolittles have done, if not illegal, is certainly highly unethical. The other thing I want to talk about here is that the Charles Schwab Company has cut its fees, and it has boosted its profits. It seems to be counterintuitive when companies do that. And I want to give you a much more homely example of what happens when you keep the prices low and how you can make a lot of money. I'm going to tell you the tale of two thrift shops. One benefits the St. Patrick's Church in Marin County, and the other one benefits Mount Carmel. They're two wonderful thrift shops. But the St. Patrick's one went from being very affordable to being very grand in terms of its pricing, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to maximize. This is all donated stuff, and the profits go to fund the church. So this is a noble endeavor, and parishioners and others donate to that thrift shop. But if you go in, even the most homely object there is priced at an astronomical level, as though it were highly collectible, just some junky thing maybe from Cost Plus. Sometimes they're wonderful things, but they price really high. On the other hand, the thrift shop that funds the Mount Carmel Church in Mill Valley, in Marin County, they charge not very much. They charge pretty reasonable prices there. And do you know that that thrift shop that charges pretty reasonable prices returns a huge amount of money to support the church every year? So they have resisted the impulse to charge as much as they can, which St. Patrick's hasn't, but Mount Carmel has. They don't charge as much as St. Patrick's does. In fact, they're very modest, and people come in, that merchandise gets turned over like crazy. Now, I don't know whether the donation level is this high. Let's assume that the donation level is pretty much equal in both places. Mount Carmel returns way more money, I think, than St. Patrick's does, I think. I was once told that that was the case. And it's counterintuitive. You would think, you want to maximize on behalf of the church, and so it's less than you would pay if you went into a regular retail establishment, but it's donated stuff, and it's still thrift store stuff. Sometimes you find a treasure, sometimes not. So I was intrigued to read this story about Schwab on the business page, where they decided to cut their fees, and oddly enough, it has boosted their profit. So think about that. There's a way to do that. It doesn't look like it's going to work, but in some endeavors, it does work. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I want to talk about this. This is a suit that is linking Iran. It has to do with terrorism. It has to do with Chicago. It has to do with a lawsuit that talks about some ancient artifacts, and I want to share that with you. But before I do, I'm gloating because Ralph Reed was defeated in the Georgia primary, and he too got sullied in the Abramoff spill-off. He was laundering money for Jack Abramoff. These guys who call themselves members of, in good standing, of the religious right, who pander to the religious right, are revealed as being hypocrites and liars and corrupt. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Cynthia McKinney, who was in the soup for striking out at a Capitol police officer because he didn't recognize her as a congresswoman, she may be forced into a runoff. And God bless Chicago, because here's what Chicago is doing. Chicago was voted, I think, the fattest, most obese city in the country. But they are, first of all, here's what they have done. They have banned foie gras, pâté de foie gras. Well, what is pâté de foie gras? And why have they banned it? Well, in order to get real true pâté de foie gras, you have to take geese and you force feed them so that they have wildly engorged livers, because it's the livers that make the pate what it is. And it's pretty cruel to the poor goose. What sus for the gooses, sus for the ganders. Anyway, it's very cruel. And Chicago has decided to ban foie gras. And maybe some of their chefs have gotten behind it. I don't know. It's considered quite a delicacy in a lot of places. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big liver lover, but that's another story. Anyway, Chicago has decided that they're going to do it. Now, when you think about Chicago, you don't think about pâté de foie gras, do you? You think of Chicago as broad-shouldered. You think of it as kind of an industrial place. But Chicago has undergone a real transformation. Chicago has always had fabulous architecture. And I was thinking about that when I was driving around. I was on Watt and El Camino, and I'm thinking, I saw one nice building, and I saw a lot of junky buildings. And I thought, why wasn't good architecture part of the mandate in Sacramento? Why did that not happen here? But the developers could do whatever they want. Is that the story? 349-1320. Why don't they pick up the trash, too, around here? Why don't we plant stuff on the median strip and really make them colorful and wonderful? Why don't we do that? Why don't we put art on the street? You know, cows that you paint, horses, carousel horses. I mean, Chicago did cows. In my little town, the land that time forgot, they did carousel horses. I mean, why don't we, you know, put art into daily life in some way? There's almost no impetus for doing it. If you want art in Sacramento, here's what you do. You go to the art museum, or you go to an art gallery, or you make a good friend of art, whoever he may be. Now, here's what Chicago's deciding to do. It's deciding to put the kibosh on trans fats. It will ban trans fats because trans fats are not good for you. Trans fats are not good for you. It leads to heart problems. And towns like Tiburon, which, of course, Marin County, and God bless Marin County, the restaurant owners have voluntarily given up trans fats, so they won't use them. They'll use the other kinds of fats, but trans fats are particularly bad for you and are often hidden in the ingredient list, so you're not quite sure that that's what you've got going. So that is what Chicago is doing. And see, so food has gotten interesting in Chicago. and living an interesting lifestyle has gotten interesting in Chicago, and architecture's always been interesting in Chicago, and maybe Sacramento could take a page out of Chicago's book. 349-1320, Mark, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Good, thank you.
Hey, well, you know, they used to have a beautiful, beautiful theater downtown where Safeway now sits, called the Alhambra Theater.
The one over around Alhambra and Jay?
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. I mean, beautiful. And the people got behind it, but the powers that be tore it down and put up a brand new, nice, spanky, funky-looking Safeway now. So I see why some people are complacent, but yeah.
Well, no, they really want to put up an arena. That's what they really want to put up, and probably as ugly as possible, too, at no extra charge.
Hey, you know something, Enid? I bet they haven't even paid for the first one yet.
No, they haven't, and the Maloofs still owe about $79 million, according to one report that I read.
Well, they took a page out of Seattle history. They didn't pay for the Kingdom when they blew that one up either. So, hey, thank you, Enid.
You're welcome.
Do a good job. Enjoy your vacation. We'll be here when you get back.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. All right, so here it is. This is something that has to do with the Middle East, it has to do with terrorism, and it has to do with an unlikely lawsuit. And I will share the details as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, and I'm going to give away some passes, too, for this screening. I'm going to tell you, all right, here's you be the third caller. And you will get two free passes to this advanced screening. This is Monday, July 24th, 7 o'clock. You can pick up the tickets at the box office, the Crest Theater, at 1013 K Street. Be the second caller and tell me who vetoed stem cell research, if you can. who vetoed stem cell research today? You be the second caller, and you're going to win a pair of tickets. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
You know, and every
Lisa
now
Lisa has a very interesting nickname, yes. Which I can't get out of my head. Sorry about that, Lisa West.
Listen, you can call me Monty anytime you want to, Enid.
But just so I'm just not going to call you late for dinner, that's all.
That's right, because I'm always hungry. Now, I've got a lot of phone calls on the traffic. Now, Northgate and the cross street westbound 80 is just absolutely backed up. No movement, and there's Comcast cable trucks and cables all over the freeway there as well. So stay clear of that. We're slow at eastbound 80 and Cap City Freeway and at Cal Expo. Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320.
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Ah, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply, sarin gas in your air conditioners, there'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city, and I say enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sick on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete Bishul is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
6:24 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Maybe toward the end we'll give away one more pair of tickets, this advanced screening of the War Tapes at the Crest Theater. Tomorrow's my last day, and then I take off for my class reunion and other events. And I'll be back with you August the 1st. So all the business we have with each other, we can, you know, our usual flea market of ideas, feel free. And we will wrap it all up in the next 2 days. The victim, here's what happened. There was a man who was in Israel. His name, he's an American. He's 27 years old. He was in Israel and was the victim of a Palestinian suicide bombing. He happened to be, you know, in the vicinity. He wasn't killed, but he took a lot of physical abuse as a result of it. And because he believes that Iran has helped to train and support members of Hamas, the militant group that carried out that attack in a Jerusalem shopping promenade in 1997, where this man, Daniel Miller, and four other Americans happened to be, and they all survived the attack, they decided to seek damages from the Iranian government in American courts. So imagine that. They're Americans in a Jerusalem shopping mall, a suicide bomber, attacks. They survive, but with a lot of medical damage. And because Iran has presumably trained and backed Hamas, they decided to sue the Iranian government in the American courts. Well, good luck, you would say. In 2001, they won a judgment against Iran in a federal court in Chicago. In 2003, a U.S. district judge in Washington awarded them about $71 million in compensatory damages and $180 million in punitive damages to be paid by the Iranian government. To collect on the judgment, the plaintiffs seized upon an unusual strategy shortly afterward. Now, this is really pretty creative. So, you know, you're thinking to yourself, you're going to sue the Iranian government in an American court? Okay. And then you win, and you win these big judgments? Okay. But are you ever going to see a penny of the money? Well, here's where it gets interesting. To collect on the judgment, the plaintiffs seized upon this strategy afterward. They're at the Field Museum. The University of Chicago's Oriental Institute has on loan from the government of Iran a 2,500-year-old tablet that is just an amazing piece of work. Now, I'm going to pronounce it probably incorrectly. Cuneiform, I think, tablet on loan from Iran to the University of Chicago's Oriental Institute. You have to say that the value of such an archaeological wonder is priceless. Now remember, these are the judgments. $180 million in punitive damages and $71 million in compensatory. So what are we talking about? What, $260 million or so that you're never going to see one penny of from the Iranian government? These tablets were unearthed by American archaeologists at the ancient Persian capital of Persepolis in the 30s. And these plaintiffs believe that if they can get their hands on one of these tablets, which Iran has loaned to the University of Chicago's Oriental Institute, that that would satisfy the judgment. Well, you can imagine that the University of Chicago is out of their minds because they promised Iran that they would give these tablets, these priceless archaeological tablets, right back. Well, last week, the Iranian government woke up from its deep slumber on this issue, and they finally took notice, and they actually dispatched a Washington lawyer to district court in Chicago to plead its case. In a hearing a couple of days ago, Iran was given until August the 21st to respond to the lawsuit. So, you know, our government is taking this very seriously. The University of Chicago has defended Iran's right to the artifacts, arguing that the Oriental Institute has an obligation to return them as promised. So, you know, these museums make deals with each other, and they're all high-level cultural institutions, and never mind that the government of Iran wants to make horrible mischief. The institutions kind of get along with each other in our back channel. Mr. Miller, one of the plaintiffs here, a Florida resident who doesn't want to name his hometown, says his goal is not to gain financially, but to force Iran to pay for its role in supporting terrorism. No amount of money, he says, can compensate for mine or any other victim's pain. After the bombing in this mall in 1997, the Ben Yehuda Mall, Mr. Miller said that metal that lodged in his ankles and his left arm had to be surgically removed, permanently damaging his nerves. A rusty 7-inch nail in his right calf muscle makes it difficult for him to walk long distances without stopping to rest, he said. And glass in his left eye causes him continual discomfort. Life, he said, takes on a whole new meaning from that day forward. The University of Chicago, meanwhile, argues that the cuneiform tablets and fragments sought by the plaintiffs, surviving administrative records of the Persian Empire from around 500 BC, are far too valuable as sources of study to be put up for auction. They detail the movement of people and goods around different parts of the empire, said the director of the university's Oriental Institute. It's the first time we have been able to see how the empire functioned. No other scientifically excavated archival source exists anywhere. Although the Institute has tremendous sympathy for the victims of the attack, he said, such cultural artifacts cannot be used to satisfy a commercial claim. He said that they're items of scholarship, and we believe that they should be outside the scope of this kind of a proceeding. In an unusual twist, the State Department and the Justice Department have supported the university, arguing that the artifacts should be exempt under the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, a 1976 law that sets the parameters for suing foreign nations for terrorism in American courts. They argue that seizing cultural artifacts belonging to Iran could damage American relations with other countries. Well, certainly it could damage, you know, if you borrow something from some other country and then you decide somewhere along the line that you're going to be at war with that country or there's going to be a lawsuit and those items could be sold, yes, it would. But what do you think about this? Don't you think this is really fascinating? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Part of me thinks that these creative plaintiffs, you know, really came up with a terrific scheme here. On the other hand, it is scholarship, and it is one deal that a museum makes with another museum, and this is how stuff can be distributed and shown from country to country, even if countries are at war with each other. So what are your thoughts about that? What would you like to see happen here in a perfect world? 349-1320-866-626-1320. And Mickey Spillane died. We talked about that briefly because I always remember the story about Mickey Spillane. He described his work as the chewing gum of literature, which is to say that he never got very good reviews, but he made a lot of money. And a lot of his books, Mike Hammer was his detective, you know, was pulp fiction is what it was. And a lot of his books, his pulp fiction was made into movies. And he liked to say, I don't have fans. He says, I have no fans, he said. You know what I got? He said, I got customers. He said, and customers are your friends. So here was a guy who was in it for the money. He made no bones about it. He wrote whatever it took. He was a critic-proof writer, and he died at the age of 88. He didn't care about the critics. And that leads me to another issue that I want to get to, because what we've been talking about is the dark ages of America, of this country. We've become dumb and dumber. The bookstores are closing. The record stores nobody goes to anymore because nobody, you know, everybody's downloading music and nobody's buying stuff. So if you go to a record store, everybody's, it's like going to a symphony performance. And it was like going to the B Street Theater. Everybody's got white hair. You know, you're in Geezerland, and God bless our geezers. But that's what's the story with culture in America today, I think, except in places like New York. And there are younger audiences for certain things. Well, here's the new Johnny Depp film, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. It has gotten the worst reviews in the world. I mean, this is supposed to be a hideous film, and it doesn't matter. It's breaking all kinds of box office records. It's not the first time something like that has happened, but it's happening over and over and over again. It's like the function of the critic is kind of like what we're doing here on AM 1320 on Enid Live. You know, we're criticizing it to a room, not to you guys, because anybody who's listening to the show who finds any resonance with it at all appreciates real radio. You appreciate spontaneous, alive radio where anything can happen and anything does on this program. Good things, bad things, glitches, great stuff, really overarching moments. It all happens here. It is a flea market on Enid Live. But you would appreciate stuff that's smart and funny and challenges you, and we have a good time, and sometimes we're serious, and sometimes we're not so serious. And that's what. But the rest of the country doesn't want to know about what's going on. Criticism, the quality, forget about quality. Here's where you see quality. They're recording your phone call for they're laughing up their sleeve, quality assurance. Like, did the quality get any better because they're surveilling your phone call to your health care provider or anybody else where this call could be recorded for quality assurance. And you know where else you see ads for quality? When they're trying to sell you a fancy car, fancy automobile. You know, the classic line in advertising, the noisiest thing on this Rolls Royce is the clock ticking on the, you know, it was said better than that. Or when they're trying to sell you a fine Lexus or some fine car. That's where you hear quality. And the rest of the time, forget about it. Does it exist? So here are these critics trying to point out why a movie is worth your time and why it isn't. And nobody cares. These awful movies are breaking box office records. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Susan in Yuba City, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I wanted to just say, while I agree with you that the plaintiffs are being very creative regarding the lawsuit over the Iranian artifacts,
yes,
I have to think how I would feel if, for some reason, we had loaned out one of our cultural or historical artifacts under the assurance that it would be returned, only to have it held up for ransom, so to speak, and I have to say, I think the original agreements need to be honored.
Well, you know what? You bring up an excellent point. But when you talked about historical, I thought about hysterical, and I think we should send Karl Rove over, and then they could keep him forever. That would be the hysterical. The hysterical.
That would be great.
Yes, it would. But you know what? You make an excellent case, and that's exactly a case I think that the State Department is making, and the government, in case we have a government.
Oh, well, that's a whole other point entirely.
Yeah. Susan, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great vacation.
Thank you so much. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday, the day before my vacation begins. Well, it'll begin on Friday, but so we have one more day with each other. The Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
I'll tell you what, Enid, your vacation's going to be nice and hot. Girl,
it is. Well, what if I go to the North Pole?
Well, you know what? They do say that the global warming is increased Greenland and the Arctic.
Yeah, it has. Greenland is melting. It's not, you know what? Maybe it is green under there.
And within 30 years, they say that California and most of California is going to be underwater. 30 years?
We already are underwater. We just don't know it yet. Ask Arnold.
Well, just like eastbound and westbound 80, under a lot of pressure and traffic. You know what? Back with more Enid Live. It's AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time.
I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about a war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight. Yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. It's simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
6:41 on the Wednesday midweek edition of Enid Live. It's not as hideous today in terms of the weather. Well, it's not, you know, it could be worse. It could be 110, as it has been. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to congratulate Corey for winning a pair of tickets to the advanced screening of the War Tapes, and David. So congratulations to you, too. And I think we're going to give away one more pair of tickets before we call it a day today. So we have to bribe you to keep listening, apparently. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about a lawsuit that attempts to sue Iran and keep some very precious cultural artifacts to satisfy the judgment because the plaintiffs believe that Iran was behind the terrorism, behind Hamas and certainly Hezbollah. I think it's pretty creative, and I'm wondering what you think. 349-1320, Douglas in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi, thank you. Yes, I'm kind of a mixed judgment about this. I don't think it would be a good thing if there's a blanket ruling that people could hold scientific or cultural artifacts up for hostage. But I think when you have a country like Iran, which, much like our administration, refuses to even acknowledge the legal claims of any of the victims of its policies, that it doesn't do them any particular harm to be to have their cage rattled in this way.
Well, it is kind of interesting, although I think Susan made a great point. Supposing we had loaned something out and there was some kind of, you know, I think museums have to be able to honor their words, don't you think? Their agreements, although there's part of me that says yes and then put it to Iran.
Well, you don't have to have the things actually put up for auction. They could be kind of put on hold until whatever rogue government, you know, comes to the table.
And so they never go back to Iran. We keep them until some judgment is satisfied. Is that what you're saying? In other words,
we've embarrassed both administrations, which I think is a good thing.
In other words, what we're doing is we're holding these precious cultural artifacts hostage in the same way that Iran is trying to hold us hostage. Is that what you're suggesting?
Kind of.
Well, that's pretty good. I like that. I love these permutations that come up, things that I might not have thought of. That's good, Douglas. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I hope I do. I'm invited to an event in Denver that it honors a friend of mine who's having a really, really, really big birthday. And it's black tie, so I have to buy a black tie. And that's all I'm wearing. No. Your goddess bought a dress. A couple years ago, so I thought I was going again. I had already been to the Academy Awards, but it's been quite a while. And I thought I was going again a couple years ago. And I thought that I better get a long dress for it in case I do go. It happened that it was too late in the process and I couldn't do it and it wasn't going to work out and then I was out of town and it didn't happen. But they have something, you should know about this in case you ever want to go to the Academy Awards. They call them seat sitters. If you ever watch the Academy Awards and somebody is summoned up from the audience to win an award, they have a squadron of good-looking men and women who immediately sit down in that seat so that when the camera pans the audience, there is no empty seat there at all. And the reason that they can do it, if you think about it, well, if someone just got up to win an award and a whole squadron of people, you know, like for animation or for sound or something, they get up to win an award, there ought to be a bunch of empty seats. There's never an empty seat because they have seat sitters. And I thought, you know, if push comes to shove and that's all I can do, I'll be a seat sitter, so I better get a long dress. So I got a long dress and it sat there for a while. And then when I tried it on, it's really, really long. It grew longer while it was on the hanger, I think. It grew in the closet when no one was looking. And so I had to get it altered, and gee, Becky did a great job, and now I'm all set to go to the party. But you know what? You don't have to wear a long dress to go to a black. You can just be comfortable. Nobody who dresses people. That's a thing. People of my mom's generation wear T-shirts. You should have seen how people were dressed to go to the B Street Theater, including moi. And I'm always putting people down who don't get dressed to go to the theater. Well, it was about 1,000 degrees out that night. I did it very spontaneously, very last minute. I barely got there before the show. Before they closed the door and you couldn't buy a ticket. And I was dressed as comfortably as you could be, and it was okay. I think I had shorts on. But people of my mom's generation were dressed in T-shirts. So it's like, who dresses? So here's what we're talking about. We're talking about standards. So you got critics who nobody listens to the critics anymore. Why have critics when, for example, Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, so the sequel got terrible reviews, roundly criticized, and it doesn't matter. It's broken all kinds of box office records, doing very, very well. Doing hugely well. $136 million the first weekend take was the highest three-day tally in history, building on the best ever $55 million on that Friday. It's cruising to a blockbuster territory at a furious clip. So it doesn't matter that it wasn't very good. We don't care. So if you want to look at quality and where it exists in American life, quality is used to sell you some luxury goods. But you know, the thing is, there's no such, there's stuff that you pay a lot of money for sometimes, but it's not necessarily of high quality anymore. Sometimes stuff that's very expensive is very cheaply made, or it looks like it's pretty cheaply made, and you wonder, gee. Why is this so expensive? Other things are quite exquisitely made, and then you can see exactly why the prices were so high and why it's considered wonderful quality. But quality as a concept is declining in American life. Think of some arenas where quality is really obtained. Think of some arenas where we really care about quality still. Is it in education? Well, we say we care about quality in education, but do we? You tell me. Where's the last really good film you saw that really was first class? I think we still have some quality left in books. Maybe not so much, but some. Books are still pretty good, I think. Occasionally there's a good film around. Once in a while there's a good play. There's still good art around. But in what other areas of American life are we seeing a maintenance of quality? It's like we don't care about quality anymore. Quality doesn't really register anymore. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It's 103 degrees, Enid.
Oh, no.
Well, remember earlier I said it was 99? It has increased 4 degrees since
last
time we talked.
Why is it getting hotter? Isn't the sun going away somewhere? Or is it the traffic? Oh, global warming.
You know what? My whole life I've been blaming everything on California. My guess is it's the California weather. That's exactly right.
No, you know what? It's all that hot air from the right conservative. And, finally about this time at 6:49, it starts to settle all over Sacramento, kind of enveloping us. We're choking.
That's so funny. Well, I'll tell you what. Thank goodness for the traffic clearing up. Actually, 50 over the top of the mountain is now flowing right along. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
The morning retort with Scott and Sim.
And they wouldn't honor the damn ticket.
Pamela Falk on the line with us from the UN headquarters in New York. Foreign Affairs Analyst.
Right. Except you guys are good. Except you ought to come to Turtle Bay sometime. You know this stuff so well.
That's an invite. It's very hot here. It's 105 degrees. We're looking to get out of town. So.
Yeah, right. Well, it's hot here too.
We appreciate your time and your candor.
Keep you posted, Andy.
Please do.
Thank you so much.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's the best.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith. Every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Ah! I despise
on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about quality. Where does it exist in American life? Does it exist in the healthcare system? I don't know about that. 349-1320. Patricia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Patricia.
You just made a kind of a joke about medical care. But I think there is still a lot of quality in medical care.
Okay, I hope you're right. Tell me where quality exists in American life.
Quality in American life.
Yes, where is it?
Well, you have to get away from some of the hubbub sometimes and just go on a retreat.
That would be a good thing. Okay. Was there a point that you wanted to make about quality?
No, that was mostly it in terms of the medical care, the quality. Our quality of life, I think, has gone down the tubes.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make. There are very few areas left where we had this, where we cared about, and where quality really matters anymore. In fact, I think we've gotten so down market that it's become a virtue to seem trashy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Patricia, I thank you for the call. You know, it used to be that people aspired to emulate their betters, but now we aspire to emulate our worshers. And so being trashy is cool and it's hip, and, you know, I think that's part of what's happened. Okay, we're going to do something a little bit different right now in our flea market called Enid Live. I have three pairs of tickets to give away. This is, now you got to get there early, and you can pick these up at the Crest Theater box office. It is a special advance screening on Monday, this coming Monday, July 24th, 7 o'clock. So get there early. And the Crest Theater is downtown at 1013 K Street, and you can park at 10th and L. The movie, it's an advance screening of a movie that is called The War Tapes. It's the first war movie filmed by the soldiers themselves. It's supposed to be pretty good. All you have to do is be the next three people to call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and you win a pair of tickets to this advanced screening. So you don't even have to answer a question. Well, you could answer a question, but we haven't asked the question. You might answer any question that we haven't asked yet. But you don't have to do anything. You just have to give your name, and you have to give your phone number, and we will give you these free passes to the Crest Theater. And Lauren, who has been doing yeoman's duty here, she's brand new at this. She was our intern. Lauren Haley, she is really hopping around and doing a great job. So she'll get the information from you, and I congratulate the three of you. I think we've got a winner. We've got three winners here. Okay, here's the story. This may be why quality is so elusive in American life. Makers of Panasonic equipment are going to start taking orders in Japan for a 103-inch plasma TV, the world's largest. It's going to sell in Japan for about the equivalent of $50,000. And they are aiming to sell about 5,000 units of the 103-inch plasma panels per year worldwide. This is amazing. Now, you may have heard the story, but somebody who has a small family moving company who has been in business for a couple of generations said to me that she was appalled because they are moving people with huge plasma TVs and no books. So maybe when we're talking about what's going on and there's no real, quality doesn't matter as much as it once did, could this be one of the reasons? We don't care about quality? We're not holding anybody's feet to the fire about quality? Is that the story? And here is something that is just an amazing story. China, in an attempt to ensure food safety during the 2008 Olympics, Beijing is going to give every cabbage, carrot, and pea pod its own identity number and file. If there is any kind of a safety incident, the vegetable's file can be immediately checked and its origins traced. Safety incidents was a likely reference to pesticides or pollutants in the soil. The environmental group Greenpeace has found banned pesticides. Generous, will you? I mean it. Have a great evening.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS CBS News. I'm Bill Whitney. The cruise ship Orient Queen arrives at the port of Larnaca, Cyprus, with 1,000 Americans who'd boarded in Beirut fleeing the Israeli airstrikes.
Take us home, please. We need the help.
More help is on the way, as CBS News correspondent John Harchi reports.
U.S. officials say it took a while to get resources into the eastern Mediterranean, but by the end of the week, a total of 4 ships and 6 military helicopters will be in service ferrying Americans from Lebanon to Cyprus.
We will continue this effort till we are certain that everybody who has wanted to leave has left.
Assistant Secretary of State Maura Hardy doesn't speculate how many will leave. She reiterates there's a waiver to a decades-old policy that would have required reimbursement for government transportation costs.
The Secretary recognized this as an extraordinary case.
John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. Plumes of smoke are rising from Israeli artillery as the big guns lob shells across the border with Lebanon. Troops are hoisting the shells in an assembly line, and when they are fired, the ground shakes. These 12 artillery batteries have been pounding suspected Hezbollah positions for hours. Robert Berger, CBS News, on the Israel-Lebanon border.
Tonight, waves of Israeli planes dropped 23 tons of bombs in southern Beirut. Officials say the target was a bunker where top Hezbollah figures were believed to be hiding. Hezbollah claims it was a construction site for a mosque and says no leaders were killed. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke had some reassuring words for Congress and the financial markets today. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
The big question, of course, is will the Fed stop raising interest rates? And Bernanke's answer is maybe. In his semiannual report to Congress, the Fed chairman told senators that overall growth in the economy is slowing, and he thinks inflation is going to be under control for the next few years. But there are risks that inflation could spike and need to be brought under control. And the biggest risk is the continuing rise in the price of oil.
Prices declined today, and that, coupled with Bernanke's hint that rate hikes might be ending, gave the stock market a boost. The Dow closed above 11,000 with a gain of 212 points. For the first time in his presidency, George W. Bush used his veto power today, rejecting a bill to expand federally funded stem cell research using human embryos.
It crosses a moral boundary.
Despite support from some conservative Republicans, there were not enough votes to override the veto. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who urged the president to sign the bill, says his state will go ahead on its own.
I want future generations to benefit from the research, and this is why it's very important that we move forward.
The nation's trial lawyers hope to improve their image by not calling themselves trial lawyers anymore. At their convention in Seattle, the litigators are voting to change the name of their group to the American Association for Justice. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount?